Blog Talk Radio.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 foam MOLLE tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
Jackie Deaver Race Cars. Fast, reliable, experienced.
817-706-6258.
110 Buckskin, Alvarero, Texas. 76009.
You are now logged in to grudging.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesday and Grudge Madness.
When I'm out there walking the street, you may compete.
Welcome, race fans, to the other Grudge Inc. sponsored Grudge Madness talk show. I want to give a shout out again to Jackie Deaver's Race Cars, located down there in Buckskin Road at Alvarado, Texas. Jackie does a lot of fine work, all kind of race car chassis modifications. Before I get in, I'm going to let Jackie get on there if he's out there and speak about what he might have, what kind of special he might have, something he might want to say to the folks. So before I get off in anything else, I want to give a shout out to Jackie Deaver Race Cars. Jackie, if you have push the one button and have a word with the folks. Until Jackie get on, sometime I notice he'd be working hard in the shop. He might have to go take a moment before he get on. So when he get on, I'm going to let Jackie come on and talk about the race car fabrication he does. A lot of people use Jackie Deaver for a lot of different kind of racing application and chassis works. So when Jackie gets a chance to get on and holler at the folks, we'll let him do that. Until we get Jackie on, that was another we want to give the thanks to Big Racing Weekend. Houston, Texas, Attica had a race down Labor Day weekend. Also, there was a big race up there at Kennedale Raceway. So if Attica's out there want to give a race report about the big races that went on down there at the Labor Day race in HMP, Attica pushed the one button. If you out there, that you give a race report on the races that went down in HMP this weekend.
Tracy, Alley Cat's not on the line, but Jackie, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, Tracy Shad? How y'all doing today?
Hey, fine. How you doing, Jackie?
Listen, I tell everybody, you know, we're always looking for new customers, anybody we can help. We'll be in Mississippi this weekend. Y'all come to that track to watch this race. We'll be out there. Stop by the trailer, introduce yourself. I get a lot of calls from different people from all over the place. It's always good to put a face with a name so we know who we're dealing with on the phone. But here at the shop, like you said, we're here working hard trying to get some windows in the car tonight. We don't ever quit, man. We just work. That's all we do. So, I don't know, just trying to keep our customers going, keep them at the track, running up and down the track, and keep them, you know, doing better. A step at a time, whatever they want to do.
Okay, Jackie, why don't you give the folks your phone number? I don't have it in front of me while you're on the line. Why don't you give the folks your phone number and your address, where you're located?
It's 817-706-6258, 110 Buckskin Court in Alvarado, Texas. We're just south of DFW Metroplex, probably about a good 10 to 15 minutes from Kennedale Racetrack. Easy to find, competitive pricing. We usually get anything taken care of you need taken care of, from wiring to plumbing to roll cages, complete cars. Like I said, I'm doing some bar guard windows for a beautiful Coronet right now, and going to have it done and out of here before we head out to Mississippi.
Okay. That's fine. So y'all look up Jackie, give a race call you, and then need for that kind of application. Okay, Jackie, thanks. You got anything to say? Feel free to push the one button and talk anytime. We're going to have see what we got here for the race that happened down until we get somebody in the Houston area on. He's not here, but that's in the Dallas area. If we have Lorenzo out there, if Lorenzo's not out there, we have somebody that want to come on, and I don't know if he's going to come on and give a race report who's at the track at Kennedale Raceway. People like to know. So same thing about Alicat. If he don't come on and somebody that's at the track that know a lot about what happened, push the one button. We'd like for races in this area to know what happened. And in Texas, as far as the race world. So, if Lorenzo out there or somebody want to give a race report for the race that happened in Kennedale, Texas, push the one button. I heard there's a lot of action out there. I've seen videos. Jay Schaefer did a very nice job on the video, man. Jay, go on and give a shout out to Jay Schaefer. He done a super job. And, hey, man, we like that. We appreciate that. They give folks that he gets to make the show a time to go back and review the videos and see the action that went down. So, hey, my hats go off to Jay Schaefer. Keep doing what you're doing. Doing a fine job. So if anybody wants to push
through, go ahead. Tracy, Jay is on the line, and Jay is going to tell about what happened at Kennedale this weekend. Jay,
okay,
so you're
go ahead, Jay. Okay.
What's going on, Tom McDowell?
What's up, Jay? How you doing?
I'm trying to make it, trying to maintain. We had a nice turnout at Kennedale this past Sunday for the Labor Day shootout, and we had a lot of cars. We had a lot of participation. I mean, it wasn't any downtime, anything like that. We had Ghost, Peanut, Shuffleboard, the Clowning Car. We had some small tire cars there also. We had Cornbread. We had Tony in the house and everything. We just had a great, great time at the show at Texas Raceway Sunday. And just, you know, I had to give props to the racers for coming out participating in the show. I tried to get, you know, the best footage I can, as they allow me to and everything. And everything just went down as good as it can be. Slack had a little mishap at the end of the race. I posted all the videos up on Jay Schaefer 16 on YouTube. If you can, if you want to. You had to go on YouTube and type in Jay Schaefer 16. You can view the video. I think it's like close to like 22-25 minutes of straight racing. So if anybody want to know anything that was going on that night, they can view that video. It's up. It's on Facebook also. If you befriended me on Facebook, it's on Facebook also. It's on all the Dallas local boards, and it's on Alicat's board in Houston also. So if you just in question about anything that happened this past weekend, you can go on the board and look at it, or you can go on YouTube, look at it, or give me a call at 469-254-5671, and I can direct you to where it's located on the internet, or if you want a DVD of that of that event, I can also accompany you to get you that also. So that's just basically what happened at the track Sunday. It was just a good show Sunday. That's just summed it up. I mean, the boys came out and did what they said they were going to do, and they got it on.
Yeah, looking for the video, it looked like they had a real good show. So, hey, hats off to people down in the Dallas area. And I appreciate you doing what you do with the video, man. We all enjoy it. We appreciate it. Hey, okay, Jay, if you want to say anything else, you need to hang around and you can just push them on. We're going to have a topic coming up. I'm going to speak about it in a minute. I'd like everyone to get their opinion about it. But right now, I think I saw Atticat out there. If he's still out there, he might want to give a race report for his race that went down to Houston. Atticat still out there?
Tracy, Ellicott dropped off. Maybe he'll call back. I think he was having a little difficulty hearing me. So he may call back in just a minute. Go ahead.
Okay, well, we're gonna let him, when he comes back on, we're trying to get him on the line. I just want to address something on the internet. I don't know how many people know about this, but I always like to bring stuff up like this, man. You know, condolences. Go out. Seems like we had another fallen race that went down that I know about, that I read about on the internet, by the name of in the Houston area, Larry Lemery, something like that. At least he was a fallen race, man, I saw on the internet. So we always like to, you know, recognize the people and our condolences go out to their family and stuff like that. And if any of your friends with those people, man, give them a hug and give them some support, man, and just let them know that, you know, you're there for them, you care about them. Any others that are out there that I know about or don't know about, I want to be able to come on and let the race world know about any kind of someone needs special prayer or someone having cancer, someone passed on that's in the racing family. We kind of want to just kind of let those people know that the racing family still care about you. And we like to mention, man, and our condolences go out and our prayers go out for all that type of stuff. I just think that's a good thing to support and let these people know that racing people do care about them. I want to speak about my topic for tonight, and one thing about these topics that have come up tonight, like I said once before, this is not a my show, this is our show, sponsored by Grudge Inc. Grudge Inc. is going to be doing some big things coming throughout this year and coming up next year, and we all want to be a part of it. We are the racing family here in the Texas, Louisiana, Oklahoma, Arkansas area, and we want everybody we can get to, we encourage them to come on and speak what's on their mind, to try to make action, try to come up with ideas, solutions, if there are any problems, and, man, just everybody. So, you know, when we come up with these topics, man, we just something to put out there, something to talk about. We have guys out there right now, sometimes little shy about pushing the one button by talking, but when you see them off the scene, off the air, stuff like that, hey, they talk about a lot of things, and sometimes they bring up some very good points, and I always kind of encourage people, hey, man, come on the show up. You want to come up with a good topic, shoot me a text or something like that. And, you know, I don't mind putting it out there. I don't want to always come up week to week, come up with topics for myself. I like to come up with topics that I hear from the racing community. The racing community, I'd like, you know, shoot me a text, an email, some kind of way I know a topic. It can be your topic, and we can discuss it. This show is for everybody. But for the night's topic, what I have here is I have a topic about a few things that I believe we all, at some point, can probably speak on it, and I encourage people to speak on it because, like I say, man, it's about everyone's opinion, and to each and every person, their opinion is their opinion, and that's the way they feel, that's the way they feel, and to them it's right, and if you don't think they're right, hey, line up with them and prove them different. That's all I can say. But tonight's topic is going to be about who has the baddest or fastest grudge car in Texas and Louisiana, Arkansas, Oklahoma area? Who do you think have the baddest or fastest grudge car in the Texas, Louisiana, Arkansas, Oklahoma area? Now, when I speak about grudge car, these are people that we know are known grudge racers. And we're speaking about different classes of cars in the grudge. For one, Promars, who you think have one of the nicest, fastest, back-ass Promars car, back-ass car sitting on 29, car sitting on 28, a 275 car, a turbo car, or a small block car. Who are some of the people do you think have some of the nicest, fastest cars in these categories? Now, this is just a matter of opinion. Now, when I speak about this stuff and I put it out there, putting it out there so we can be familiarized. A lot of people don't know some of these cars or where they're from. It might be somebody out there that might challenge someone's opinion about something, and that might help bring more action. That might generate another race, another lock-in. You never know. I'm asking each and every one of you out there, hey, speak up about the cars. I know one thing here in the Austin, Texas area, we have some cars down here. A lot of guys come and listen to this show, but for some reason, guys don't like to push the one button. I don't know if they're not comfortable with it, or they feel like they're going to say the wrong thing, or they feel like maybe their car is not fast enough. But, man, like I said before, the fastest car doesn't always win. Plus, there's always somebody somewhere around here that runs pretty close to what you probably run. And all you got to do is try to make a race, try to support each other, then go and try to watch your car, do some homework, and try to make action one of them cars. If you call yourself a grudge racer, hey, you grudge the race for what you think you can stand. So I just wanted to bring that out, and I want to bring that topic up. Now, I need people to chime in and give their opinion about what they think or who they think has some of the nicest or fastest grudge car in our area. So that's one topic I want to bring up. And if anybody else got anything that they want to add to it, feel free to do so. So I believe I'm going to check one more time to see if Vatican's out there before we get rolling. So Vatican came back on.
Tracy, Alley Cat texted me and let me know he's in a bad spot right now, so it may be a little bit later in the show when he gets back on. He's in a bad spot right now.
Okay, he's in a bad spot. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, folks, I go to the line here. Someone pushed the one button. Someone give me your opinion, who you think, what you think, where. Got one of the nicest, the fastest cars in any one of them categories, and tell me why you think that. Don't hold back, man. It's just show for everybody. Put it out there. Some people out there might think different. You might get a challenge with it. So we're going to go to the lines, and we're going to see what we got and see which people were scared to speak up and which people just hold back. So here we go. We got it. Anybody out there pushing one?
804-5028. Your mic is open.
Yeah, I just want to ask you.
Who is this we have on the line?
Somebody that Tracy knew from a long time ago.
And who would that be?
What, the Johnson High
Wilson.
School?
Frank Wilson. Yeah. I know that boy. That's my man, Frank Wilson. I ain't joking, Frank Wilson. I had to think about it for a second. Hey, I'm not scared. I thought about it. I listened. Wait a minute. I know that boy. Who is that? That's my old high school friend, best friend, Frank Wilson from out of. I'm in Virginia. Frank, living in Virginia now. Frank, how you doing? How's it been going?
It's been going good. I got your text about the blog tonight, so I just wanted to chime in and you know, congratulate you on all the success you've been having and keep on doing it, man.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. We're looking at coming out that way somewhat on the East Coast, hopefully somewhere. We probably going to end in the Georgia here, hoping to try to make a trip out there at Lincoln, Georgia. Somewhere around November the 3rd is what we're shooting for. We thought we had something working in the Maryland area, but, you know, we probably might have to put that off to some early part of next year. There's a guy up in Maryland want us, Texas guys, to come up there. So, hey, we're going to be trying to move around, man. Hey, I appreciate you coming on. How's everything going with you?
Going pretty good, man.
Well, that's good, man. I'm glad you chimed in. This is something we're trying to do here with the growers racing. And around here in Texas and surrounding states and just move this stuff all across the country. So we just going to be talking about grudge racing. And, you know, hey, I tell you about Frank. Frank was a guy, you know, hey, we go back a long way. He used to have old Corvette. They used to like to rip it up and down the street with it. But we had that Corvette, though. He had his cousins. We used to ride in high school with that cousin. One thing about Corvette back then, man, you know, we were young. Every time you turn the corner, man, you got to hit that thing. So Frank is like, get that old cousin to that Corvette. You remember them days, Frank?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So, hey, it's always good to hear from you, man. We're going to keep doing what we do with this racing and so try to get other people involved on it. So feel free anytime, man. 7 o'clock. Central time, we're on every 7 o'clock. Every week at 7 o'clock. So We're going to be doing what we're doing, so.
Keep me informed about when you're coming up this way, and I'll try to connect with you, all right?
Okay, man. Frank, I appreciate it, man.
All right, Trey. Good talking to you, man.
Okay, man. Thank you.
Okay.
Anybody else out there want to get up there? Guys, don't be shy. Don't be ashamed. You have friends. You got people you go to the track that you see with these cars. You be in the stands. You be trying to vent. You go to your friend's house. You go in the garage. You brag on them. Hey, man, don't be shy. Got a lot of folks out here. Nobody puts the one, buddy.
Lorenzo,
how's it going, Tracy?
Hey, what's up, William? Lorenzo?
Oh, yeah, it's me. Just letting you get a little race report for this weekend.
What's going on, man? You kind of get on your leg. You know, when you get a race report, you got to get on early. But, hey, Shay Schaefer came on here and did something. She want to follow up what you got just in case you missed something. Be free, but we try to get you. I'm going to get you, you know, get you a long clock or something like that, man. Let you know when 7 o'clock comes. People be getting your race report. So, hey, you know, we got to – people want to know the news, man. People want to know
okay.
the news, so – But
okay,
did you
get a report?
Did
you get a report for Kennedale or for
Denton?
Okay. Well, first of all, you know, we had.
Lorenzo, if you have both, why don't you give both of them?
Well, I only have the Kennedale information, actually.
Oh, okay.
And first of all, we had some Oklahoma guys come down with the mallet, with the Monte Carlo. I believe they call themselves Big Chief. And they lined up with the C-Town boys, which is really coming around. The C-Town boys out of Carson County, I have to give them their props. They're bringing cars, they're coming for war. And they cut the Oklahoma boys out the gate, and that was a race. But it was a good fight, and it was nicely personal, that one. Next up, we had the Ghost again with Nightmare. Nightmare slept a little bit this time. As you know, the week before, he was a little early on the light, so this week it cost him about a sleep. But the Ghost... is one car to contend with that is coming along real strong. Next up, we had, Peanut doing a little testing with his new back half car. And he looks real nice, got a few bugs to work out, but he's going to be a contender also. Next up, we had the Clown, which is a well-known car around town, which ran against Checkerboard. The Clown slept a little bit, and Checkerboard took the win, and that was basically it on that race. So that's what's going on in the world of Texas.
Okay, man, it's nice to know that, man. I was looking at some of the videos out there. I did see Peanut after I spoke with him. And guy, matter of fact, I kind of was on another show yesterday, and I heard one of the guys, looks like we got a spy hit in Texas that spies a lot for the guys out there on the East Coast. And by the name, I'm going to put you out there and call you a spy. I heard you on there. If y'all know his spy, he might act like he's not in your face, but that's spanky. Spanky, whatever you do at the track, you better keep Spanky away from it because Spanky's going to run back on Pro Style Joe's show and tell him what you're doing and what he thought about your car and where you can go find your car. But it's all good. It's just part of the game and part of what people do. But just to let y'all know, Spanky is right there in the Dallas area, and he is a spy for Pro Style Joe and the East Coast fellas. So, yeah,
and
Spanky,
also,
I'm putting you out
also, I would like to mention that the Ghost has put a message out for the Houston boys, specifically Alley Cat and Horace. So be on the lookout. He's coming. Say he's ready already.
So that's a shout-out right there. So guys out there in the Houston area, the Ghost is out there pointing fingers at you and calling names. So, hey, man, if you don't get a hold to him, once you get him on the show and let him talk to them guys itself. So if you know how to get a hold to the Ghost, we got some Houston people on here. If you know how to get a hold to the Ghost, bring him on the phone, man. We got some shows coming up here. I know.
I'll probably try to get him on there. I'll probably get him on the phone in a few minutes here. Let me see what I can do here. And also, he would like to see him at the HTI races coming up.
Okay, well, if somebody wants to speak about the HTI, go ahead. So, why are you trying to get the Ghost on here to give us a shout out? I see we have Roy James
James
on here. He got a show coming up.
Roy James, your mic is open.
What's up, Trace? How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, what's up,
Roy? How you doing tonight, Trace? Yeah, I'm pretty sure Horace will run the Ghost if he want to run. I'm having that race on the 22nd, so if he want to come down and race Horace now, I'm pretty sure Horace ain't scared he'll race him, you know, since he want to race Horace.
He was looking for him on the 5th.
Hart's car looked real good Sunday night, so I'm pretty sure he's not scared to race whoever the ghost is.
Actually, he's looking for him on the 15th here in Dallas at the HTI race, if Harris could make it up.
Okay, well, I don't, yeah, maybe Harris will be on the line in a few minutes. I mean, he can speak for himself. But I know, you know, he a racer. I know Harris ain't. Harris car look real good.
Okay,
okay,
I'm trying to get
we'll
Ghost.
We'll see you trying to get Ghost on and Harris Jr. come on here, so we see Harris. We'll kind of let them guys see if he want to talk about or mix it up some.
Where is the race field on the 17th, Tracy? Where is that race at?
Well, the 15th is going to be at Crandall.
It's going to be in Crandall?
Yes, it's going to be basically a back-to-school race, you know, a school drive for a race. But grudge racing also is going to be the big thing.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And a note that Martin put on the board, his exact words were bring school supplies because he's going to take them to school.
I hear you. I hear that. Well, I'm pretty sure Hart's not scared to race him. As far as his car looked real good on Alicat race here Saturday night. I mean, Monday night. I mean, Sunday night.
That must be making enough money. I'm late.
Well, we'll see if we can get Ghost on the line. Roy, you want to speak on your race? I know you said you got to come up on 22nd.
Yeah.
What all you got planned?
Yeah, yeah.
So you want to tell the folks what you got planned out there for the 22nd?
Yeah, I'm planning on giving away some money to the back half. I'm trying to get some guys with pro mods to come out and race. And we're going to have probably some 780, 580 cars running. So anybody want to, you know, come out and support the race for a good cause, just come on out and we'll have a good time. But it's going to be on the 22nd.
Drop it out, man.
And it's going to be probably some good excitement, unexpected. So y'all come on out and bring them cars from Dallas. Because when I had my other car, you know, I always come to Dallas. Whatever race it was in Dallas, I come support Dallas. So I'm hoping the Dallas guys will come down and support me because I've been in every strip there in the Dallas area. Because we wouldn't, you know, when I had my other car, we weren't scared to race nobody. Could get some racing sometime, but we showed up. Some guys in Dallas, when they saw that black Grand Am come through the gate, they just started backing up.
You done let it cool down, so now you know what I'm saying.
Well, Roy, they need you, so we'll have to see what happens. There's some cars trying to get ready, some other cars, so, you know, you have a race every year, and it's always good to try to support your race.
Yeah. Like I said, I always tell the Dallas whatever's going on.
Yeah. Shit, straight motor.
Okay.
Lorenzo.
Who was that?
You sound Lorenzo.
Who was that? If you can be not talking, can you mute your mic?
Either press the one button on your phone and take your hand down and then press it again when you want to talk again or mute your phone.
Okay. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Go ahead, Roy.
Yeah, like I said, that I always, you know, I always been traveling to Dallas whenever they have races at Crandall, Kennedale, the other racetrack. I've been to three tracks in town to have our support their race up there, so I'm hoping the guys in Dallas will come down and race with us on the 22nd. It's gonna be exciting. I got some races lined it up. It's gonna be pretty exciting.
Okay, man. When I come down there and check you out, Roy, see what you got. Try to support your race. That's why we try to support each other's race, though.
Yeah, that's true. And
okay, Roy, what do you want to say since you're on the line, right? I'm asking you. A few things on this topic I got going here. See what you think. You've been around a while. You know these cars. You see them.
Yeah.
Won't you give me your opinion on what you think some of the fastest grudge cars here in the Texas, Louisiana, Oklahoma, Arkansas area that you know about? It's just your opinion. I'm going to read it off to you again. I want people to speak out. Who they think got some of the fastest or one of the fastest, whatever. Man, this conversation to kind of get the thing going and let people know. Might make action. Somebody might think different. You might get a challenge from somebody. You never know. These names might come up. Throw them out there. Roy, who do you think have one of the fastest or baddest Promont grudge card, backhand car, call 29, call 275, a turbo car, or even a smart block car. Who are some of the names you got? Give me some of the names of the people and the car they got who you think they got a pretty fast car. You throw them out there. Hey, some of these folks can't push the one button. Guys, push the button. Let it be heard. It's your opinion. Voice it. That's what it's about. Putting it out there, trying to stir something up, trying to get some action created. So talk about it. Don't be afraid. Don't have to be your car. It can be somebody
else's
car.
Some, Tracy, you do have some hands up whenever you're ready for them.
Okay, well, let's go ahead, Roy. Go ahead and get here. Go ahead on, Roy.
Well, on the back half, because I'm speaking for what I've seen and everything, I think the guy out of Louisiana, what's his name? I can't call his name. Got the 69 Camaro.
Darrow, Motion Racing.
Darrow, yeah, Motion Darrow. And Darrow got one of the fastest cars I can seen yet to go down the track. That's one of the fastest, and I thought Harris is coming along with his car, and then Darrow, the other Darrow, he having a little trouble, but his car gonna be fast. And on the Pro Mods, I can't really say because nobody down there. I hadn't seen anybody down here run, you know, in the Pro Mods, you know, out of the grudge races, you know. It's some ADRL cars be running. They pretty fast, but in grudge racing in the Texas Louisiana, I mean, I don't know. Only thing I know that. I had the fastest car in a Pro Mod that was around here, that one that got sold for me. But I hope to get back in the racing business soon, and maybe I can pick up where I left off at. And the 275, that class that's coming up, I hadn't really paid really a good attention to that class. There's so many, you know, so many cars in that class now. So I really don't know. And on the, that's just about it. I mean, for what
okay.
I want to say. I know Darrow. You know, like I said, it's I know Tracy. He gonna have one fast ago, you know. But we never got the. Like I said, his race got rained out. I'm pretty sure. He was going to, you know, put down some good numbers or whatever, you know, so it's – and I don't know a lot of guys from Louisiana just yet.
Okay, well, I kind of agree with you.
Yeah.
We're all, you know, you name some cars, you know, to do, we have some recognition. I know, you know, right off the bat, that Darrow do got a nice car. He's trying to bring action.
Yeah.
What it look like right now, around here, Darrow got guys running to the bushes, man. So, hey, that must be a car to be reckoned with, so. Hey, yeah, well, let's
go to the line to some of the other folks and see what they got to
say and see if we can drum up something.
We got on the line.
Thank you. Your mic is open.
Mr. Tracy.
What's up, Frankie?
What's up, man?
I heard your Amber alert. I got that.
Listen, first thing is first, I ain't no spot for Pro Stock Joe. I'm a spot for grudge racing. I like grudge racing. So ain't no spot for nobody but me. See what I'm saying?
I heard that.
Just me.
You got what?
And I'm going to tell you, East Coast for life. Yeah, I live here, but it's East Coast for life. I'm going to tell you that.
Okay, because you know why I'm saying that, Frankie? Because you know why I'm saying why I say that? Because I heard you on the show telling them watch out for this car, that car, that he.
No, you're lying, Tracy. You're lying.
Hold on. Okay, I'm going to say this, and you can't know where I'm lying. I'm going to say this, and you can't stop me when I'm telling a lie.
You're telling a ball face.
Joe, wait a minute. I haven't said it yet, so how do you know? I'm going to say this, and when I say it, you can't be lying. Did you tell them to get out on Peanut? He came out with his back in the car and got his ass down.
My exact words were talking ass peanut that want to be heard and seen, but right on up there, and yeah, there's a country western gap band here. That's what I said.
What? Did I lie?
What?
Did I lie?
No, you started outlying. You said, hold on. You started outlying.
Wait a minute,
you
let me show you. No, I said you said that about this, and you spot and you go Pro Style Joe. Now, I'm going to say this, and the reason why I say it, let me finish, and then I'll let you talk. The reason why I say it is because this, you just stated out your own mouth that you a spy for grunge race. Okay?
I said for me.
For you. I know, but you told it to Pro Style Joe. You told it to Pro Style Joe. All I'm saying is this. I don't see you coming on this show telling us about no Carl Pimp.
Honestly, it's the same thing I told him. I don't know a whole bunch of these people or cars. I just know a car if I see it. That's what I said. Did I not? Because he asked me about what else happened. I said,
you said peanuts, car.
Well, yeah, because me and him was on the sideline arguing, and I was trying to get a bet, but he let them took off. I was gonna bet with the red car. First off, I said, I ain't never seen the car. You know what I'm saying? Then me being a gambler, I said, fuck it, I'll try something. But he was caught up lining his guy up and stuff like that. Then he came back. You know, I was a little shaky on it because I had never even seen the car. But you know what they say, the fastest car don't always win.
Yeah, that's right. Fast car don't always win, though.
Hey, since you got me in right now, I want to find out about the guy, Chris Turbo Christian, and the rest of them guys. I'm trying to see if I'm trying to invite them up for next week, and they can get their entrance fee paid for.
Chris, okay, we should have got Turbo Chris. We ain't calling him Turbo Chris. Turbo Chris out there? Turbo Chris, we can get him on the line. I did get a call from a suitcase. I know he's kind of wrong with the camera. I don't know, suitcase, if you got on, push your one button, next you can have something back. Turbo Chris.
Yeah, they can get in the track, get their entry fee paid for, and get the back top. All in one.
Back top. Wow. Might want to try to get them on here.
They might give us the back top, though. You can't
make it no sweeter. I ain't even going to see what they got. Turbo Chris, your mic is
open. Chris, what's happening, Chris? Chris.
He ain't going to say nothing.
What'd you say?
What you want to do?
I'm just calling in for what's been said.
The same conversation we had about 3-4 weeks ago when I asked if y'all want to do something with y'all, with your partner. I think his name was Mark or something like that.
Oh, man, I ain't got to. Yeah, you got to call Mark on that, man. I'm trying to raise calls, man.
Okay, I was inviting y'all up and paying y'all entry fee and give y'all the back time.
When is this?
Y'all forward that y'all said y'all had to fix and all that.
No,
I'm saying when you say
when is the race you talking about?
Next week up at Crandall.
Oh, on the 15th. Oh, okay, I'll get in contact with him.
Hey, let him know if he needs some help fixing. I'll help him fix it too.
Okay, that's cool.
Or sell him a fast. One of the two.
Okay. Hey, Tony Thorne called in yet, Trace? Has Tony Thorne called in yet?
I don't know if Tony's out here. You want to hire Tony Thorne? We got to get him on the line. You want to hire him? You got something for him?
Yeah, I want to run that Camaro he talking about he got on the 275s up there. I think it's a gray Camaro. Tell him I'm on 275s too.
Okay, give us a minute. We'll try to get Tony on the line. And then just stand by. We're in the box. Hey, Chris, while you're on here, we know you got a turbo car. I don't know if you didn't hear the topic that you're on here. Let me get you to. With somebody mute your mic, somebody got all the line knowing. If you're not talking, can you please mute your mic?
I can't think of the guy's name, but it's a gray 68 Camaro. And Tony was saying he wanted somebody to run it that was on 275.
Okay, well, she's going to try to get him on the line. But let me look at what the topic is. Chris, you know a lot of these cars. Even though your opinion out there, what you think, maybe in your opinion, who you think have one of the fastest pro mod cars, fastest back half cars, fastest car on 29s, one of the fastest cars on 28, 275, or turbo car, or small block car? Who you think some of the people got some of the fastest cars in the category? We just kind of throwing things out there, see what we can drum up. You never know, might make a race. Somebody might want to call somebody out.
You talking about in the Houston area?
In the Texas area, Louisiana, Oklahoma, anywhere, grudge car. We talking about grudge car.
Oh, grudge car.
Yeah, Grudge. He let you know the Grudge.
Somebody on 29 with small block. I know Outlaw Crew. They got a fast small block. That's on. I think they on 29. And I know their Grudge car. As far as small block nitrous, I know Glassman been talking a lot of shit. So I think he on 28s with one car.
Okay.
Yeah, he on 28s with one car. And as far as turbo, I'm just not getting mine lined out, but I'm willing to try something. You know, I'm on 275s, and but I will put 28s on it though. But I'm getting ready to start doing a little class racing. But I wanted to run somebody before I get too deep in that. So,
see how you go, huh?
Yeah. I mean, you know, at class racing, you're still heavy. You know, you're still limited, too. So, but I still will judge it. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But, I think James and them got a Mustang coming out. Well, it's already out. It's going to be a small block nitrous car on 29s or 28s. James with the Malibu, he wrecked down there in Dallas.
Yeah.
Blind eye killer. Yeah, blind eye killer. Yeah.
They got a little Mustang out, so. Think it'll be all right. Oh, yeah?
Think it'll be
all right. All right, yeah. This is the call you got to look out for. People hear the names, you got to keep in mind. Yeah, somebody might want to drum up something, so. Hey, we just going to go around and see what someone has an opinion about some of these cars and throw some names out there, who we think. So, hey, put your one button and give me your opinion about what you think about some of these Grudge cars that we think is pretty quick. That, you know, in your area, hey, might make a race out of somebody. You never know.
Tracy, I tried to get Tony Thorne on the line, but he didn't answer. In the meantime, Nikki, your mic is open.
What's up, Tracy?
What's up, Nikki? How you doing?
I'm good, all right. Look here, I was going to say, I was kind of disappointed in the Dallas cars coming to Anacast race. We've been up there 2 times this year, and now one of them show. But they say support each other. I thought they were going to support all y'all, like you, Attitude, Mac. Now they're going to make it bad for Mac for the use of cars to go up there to his race. And I just think that was just unfair. You know, we've been up there 2 times. They talk about coming up there on the 15th. That's Mac's race, you know. Some of the used cars might not come up there. They might wait for Roy J race, but they didn't come down here. I just think they're scared, or the ghost car ain't scared nobody, because it's still a ghost down here in Houston, you know, but hey. And I think the back half cars, at least some of them should have showed up. And now with them showing up, air cab race. Now they're going to make it bad for Mac race for the used cars to go up there. Now that's what I think about it.
All right, yeah, we want to continue to try to support each other, man. It's hard to say what happened or what didn't happen, but just my opinion, sometimes, you know, guys, you got to get with them guys and try to encourage some of them guys to come because, you know, they both had races the same weekend, I believe, sometimes it makes it tough. So, but some of them guys, like I say, y'all took a lot of calls up there for the last race that was down there. So, I even with that person, I thought maybe they'd have a few Dallas cars down there. Y'all did go up and support their race, but I don't know what really was the cause of it, but, you know, we got to keep on trying to work on it. But after one thing about time and races on the same weekend, man, it makes it hard for people to travel when they can stay right at home. So either way it goes, we got to keep trying to work on it, man, try to find solutions to the problem and try to work around it. So it's no answer for it right now, but I can feel your disappointment in that not happening, so. We just gotta keep working on it. Just goes to show you we still got work to do. But why y'all here? Y'all got a back-ass car. Let me say this, man. Y'all got a back-ass car. Tell me what you think some of the, in the category. Did you hear the category that was spoken about these cars? Who got some of the fastest cars? Who you think?
I think the fastest cars around here is gonna be like Dale from Louisiana, Dale Jemison. What else I can say? You can say Irish car. If you start putting weed in your gas in the car, maybe it'll run.
What you say? What
you say? I said maybe start putting weed in your gas in the car, maybe it'll run.
Weed in your gas? You never heard that?
Yeah. And then you know, the twins, you know, they coming along. Dex will be back in power pretty soon.
Hey, don't forget about Birdman too.
Well, Birdman, and maybe soon Mr. Roy J, if they ever get another call, he'll show off somebody too, but hey. That's all the cars I really, you know, kind of deal with it back here. Really, in your three man car, it's looking good. It's ready to go straight. It's going to be a good running car. It's going to be a good car. It's going to be a really competitive car. But some of the cars I, you know, just knew of in Javier, you know, he got a good car. Hillbilly, he got a good car. But I tell you what, Dennis better not come down here because we sure going to attack him. Because we sure are going to get them, because they need to come to Rod J race. And we will get them. Checkerboard, Ghost, all of them. Do y'all hear that? We going to come down here. You're going to get drunk. Nightmare, whatever, T-Muck, whatever. You going to get drunk. That little back half car.
All I got to do.
And just, you know, when you get your new car, I will be out with you.
Hey, Tracy.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, this is Ricky.
Go ahead. What's up, Ricky? How you doing?
Hey, I don't even know, man. Hey, I was just listening at the topic. First off, I mean, I have my opinions, but I still want to start off by giving basically the name that you're going to hear. Anytime you go to any track up here, the name that's going to ring is the Joker. You know, the checkerboard car is pretty much the people's champ around here, and I just got to give them their props on that topic, right? As far as Pro Mods go, Grudge Pro Mod, I really can't consider, you know, sure enough as a Grudge car yet, because we really hadn't had a Grudge race in that car. So I just say, you know, as far as Grudging goes, it'll probably have to just be Flip. He ain't really had a race, but he sure been looking for one. You see what I'm saying? So right now, if somebody even give him a shot at it, he's just going to have to be the man wearing the crown right now. And then all those other classes, I really don't know. I know that boy Jake, as far as the small block go, he pretty much, you know, was controlling things as far as small blocks go. But is Spanky still on the phone?
Let me see if Frankie's still on. What, you want to address Frankie?
Yeah, Frankie's back on.
Yeah. All right, well,
yeah,
Spanky wasn't completely lying about what he was saying this time, about what happened up on the line. But first of all, you know, he said somebody wanted to be heard and all this stuff. We didn't even know he was there. He walked up to us, started talking. Now, he tell the truth about what happened on the line, except for the fact that he walked up and tried to place a bet and asked for the odds. You see what I'm saying? Nobody gave you no odds. So when you came up talking about let's bet, you say give me some odds. That's
yeah,
when you call the bet off right there.
I did say that on the
okay,
line.
Let me finish. You gotta make sure.
Hey,
spank it. Now, let me say what I got to say. My point was, when you're going to state something that happened, you made it like somebody was scared to bet you. That wasn't the case. You come up bet, and you was about to get plenty of bets, and you start talking about odds. That's when everybody walked out. We're like, nah, man, this dude tripping. Why are they going to give you some odds on a Grudge race? That's crazy. And then on top of that, you also left off a real important fact or statement. Peanut also said, and you forgot to mention this part. He also said you look like a member of the State Patrol or Crosswalk or something like that with that loud pink shirt on. You ain't telling nobody about that.
There's some noise in the background. I can't hardly understand what you're saying.
Oh, that ain't my fault. I'm sitting in the quiet room.
Somebody need to mute your mic. Mute your mic so we could hear, but he couldn't hear. So you're not.
Better yet, hold on. Thank you, Ricky. Hold on. Hold on a second.
All right.
If you've talked already and if you're not talking right now, just press the 1 button, take your hand or take yourself out of the queue, and then if you want to talk again, press the 1 button again. That way I don't have to go through and try to mute Mike. Thanks. Go ahead, Spanky. Ricky.
What's
good,
Spanky.
forgot to tell what? One important fact
about you forgot to tell a part about when he told you you look like a member of the safety patrol with that hot pink shirt on.
Right, but did you see what the hot pink shirt said? Don't let that be your girlfriend's shirt.
I ain't got no girlfriend.
Well,
I don't have no girlfriend.
It's your mom, so just, you know what I'm saying?
I don't got no girl that wears shirt that big.
I didn't mention that on purpose. But what I was trying to tell you was, when I first walked up to Loudmouth, fake ass racer of the year in Texas, I asked him about that, and it wasn't no odds. So you see, you didn't catch that. That's why I said what I said.
I was standing right there. You talking about, you said, give me some odds.
Man,
that's
no, you
that's exactly
not,
what you said.
Not for you to talk.
Okay,
about
well, how about this? How about this, then, Spanky? We won't need no odds when you bring your card that you keep threatening everybody with. How about that?
I didn't threaten not one person. I just told you, because he was running his mouth about me and the car. I said, okay, well, I'll lock in. That's no problem.
Okay, but you threatened us with the Mustang and the Grand Am.
You just say let you talk.
No, go ahead. My bad. Go ahead.
Now, what I was saying was, when we went on to what car is that? I told you what car. I don't know if you know the car, and that ain't my business. That ain't my fault. If you don't know the car, then that you got to know a car to race a car. Then hey, that ain't my fault.
Man, you talking in circles. I say, get the car here. It don't matter what car you got. If it's yours, then get it down here. Because we got something going. Anything you got, whether it's a back cab car or a pro mod. So it don't matter.
That's why I told you, if y'all are serious, walk to my truck, and I'll lock in. And that ain't no problem. The rest is up to me.
Okay, well, when can you get it down here? When can you get here?
No. See, that's what I just told y'all. Now, that's the one fact you forgot to mention. You want to race in your backyard, come out the backyard. And stop being a yard
curve. But Stanky, first of all, don't nobody know you or the car you're talking about.
Y'all came at me about a car. I ain't even mentioned the car. But since you opened your big mouth, I told you.
I'm going to keep doing that because you come around, we trying to get up and we trying to make a pass, and you come up walking. Hold on, we trying to make a pass, and here you come up running your mouth. So immediately, we're going to say, okay, well, Stanky, what are you talking about doing today?
Now
you can't come up with that. First, what was it, Trace? About 2-3 months ago, you threatened everybody with a Mustang. Now you threatened everybody with a Grand Am. What is it, man? What's happening?
And so who did I threaten with a Mustang? I didn't threaten nobody.
You come on talking about, man, don't nobody want to run my Mustang. And we trying to figure out, first of all, for a month we trying to figure out who this Spanky dude is.
That's
and now
true.
We trying to figure out what Mustang you talking about.
Hey, listen. That's not true. I tell facts. That's not true. I can repeat everything
please.
I said.
Okay. Well, you talking about you been trying to run somebody with your Mustang, and then nobody want to run you.
I don't have a Mustang, sir. I didn't tell you that.
Well, that's what you said. Okay. Well,
no,
do you have a Grand Am?
No, I did not. I said I can have a Mustang that we want to run with a small block, on motor. It's the same car. Yes, that's in the camp.
Okay. Well, do you have a Grand Am?
No.
You said you had a Grand Am the other night.
No, I did not.
Boy, you full of shit.
I'm out, Tracy.
That's all I wanted to say. I'm out, man.
I'm out, man.
What I'm telling you is, I didn't bring up me and the car, period. They jumped on me about it, so I can get them off me. I guarantee that. So if you want to lock in what we were talking about, and if I don't show up with a car, you win you some free money.
Man, Spanky, listen, dog, listen.
Now, what's wrong
we
with that?
We didn't jump on you. First of all, this is the thing. When you came over there, it was all fun and games. And then you got to talking about this and that and start throwing money like somebody didn't have no money or something. So then we say, well, okay, well, what you got? What you trying to do? And you say, I got a car. My car is a Grand Am.
You was the one talking about what? Man, come on. Okay, you're right. Go to the next subject.
I know it. I appreciate that, Spanky.
They ain't gonna do
but
that.
But back to what I was saying though, Tracy. Right now, but we're back to what I was saying though. The Joker was one of the hardest running cars around here in the grudge world. Oh. You know, and then I gotta agree with them too. And Darrell, right now, them two boys, they still been trying to get at each other. So, you know, I think that's gonna be one of the races of the year whenever they finally, you know, get to lock in with each other. I'm looking forward to that. I don't care if it's here or down in Houston or wherever it's at. I'm pretty sure wherever it show, wherever it happened at, boy, there's going to be plenty of people trying to travel to get to that race.
Fellas, this is Lorenzo chiming in again.
Yeah.
And I just want to bring up the point. I think the biggest problem with the grudge race is people want to admit what they have. Just say, I got a car, this type transmission. You don't have to mention motor size. Just tell a tire size and possibly the weight of the car and your transmission. And just let it go from there. All this matchup of people trying to bring pro miles to run back halves to run street car. Just make it fair and just say, I got a back half car with this type transmission. And that's it.
Well,
that's the biggest problem.
Everybody's talking about
they want to race, but the thing I'm just going to say, I got a back half car, I weigh this with this transmission. The motor, that's your choice of the motor. Anybody can have an 800-inch, 700-inch motor, 600-inch. It's a matter of tuning it to get it down the track.
You're right.
So all this is, come on, I got a car. Ain't no man going to race in the blind. Let the man know what you bring in the race with him. If you say it's what it is, once you get there, it's a locked-in race. That's how you get the race locked in.
You're 100% right.
Yep. Now,
I mean, everybody comes to the table saying they want a grudge race, but ain't nobody saying what they bring in the grudge race with. One man may show up, he read the grudge race, he locked in, he got a true, honestly back half car. This man show up with a pro mod and expecting to get paid the lockout money, which is not a fair, because the man expecting to show up and race a back half car.
Hey. And another thing, Tracy, and the last thing is, since Spanky like telling business and all, the last thing he come talking about, we can bet $50,000. And we laughing at him, and then Peter said, you ain't finna rob me. You ain't finna give me to put up $50,000 for you to try to rob me.
But the thing about the money pool, I mean, we keep that hush hush, the money pool. I would just say we're going to get it on.
All right, man. I mean, so, but my whole point is, Spanky, you gotta stay in your lane, dog. So what you be doing is you really just be trying to rob people up, and it's old. Like that worked for like a month or so, but at this point, man, everybody come on trying to talk about a race, man, and you always trying to rile up some drama. And then when it comes to a head, you try to deny everything you said, man. Be a man about yours, man. That's all we trying to say.
Man, listen, dog.
You're going to make me build one of them damn mini bikes to get on your ass. That's what you're going to make me do.
Do what now?
You're going to make me build one of them damn mini bikes to get on your ass.
You don't need to do that.
I'm thinking about it.
You don't need to do that.
All right, we're going to move on, man. When Spanky decides he got the car, you want to lock it with somebody, you know these guys, you want to produce with it.
Big Clark, your mic is open. Big Clark, your mic is open.
Okay,
what's
up, Hey, tell me, dog.
What's going on, bud?
Not a whole lot. How you
doing, man?
Pretty good. I hear Ricky on the phone a minute ago.
What's going on, Chris?
You got it, Ricky? I heard y'all talking about, you know, what the baddest back half is in Texas. And he mentioned the Joker. I've been hearing the same thing out there. And I heard the Joker, along with Ricky and the rest of them, are coming to Mississippi this weekend to quick them race. Is that correct?
I can't say the joke is. Let's see if we can get him on line. I don't know. Maybe you can ask him. You want to talk to him? Yeah, I can try to get him on, but I can say we are, but I can't confirm the joke is, though. Hey, don't leave him. Say what now? I say, Trace, you got his number. You want me to try to get him on?
Sharon got it, so she's probably trying to get in right now.
Okay. Guys, I was doing something else. Who am I trying to get on the phone?
Joker.
Call on the phone, the Joker.
Yeah.
Roman,
your mic's
open. What's going on, y'all?
What's happening, Mr. Joker?
I was right here at work, man, trying to make some money.
I heard that. Are you coming to Mississippi this weekend?
I don't know yet. I don't know yet. Don't know yet.
Okay. When you want me to call you back? Yeah, I'm looking for you.
Oh, what track is that going to be at?
It's going to be at Hattiesburg.
Hattiesburg? I've never been out there. How's that track work out there? That track, pretty good track?
Hey, man, it works for me.
Hey, Roman, it ain't that bad. It ain't that bad, though.
Ain't that bad?
Yeah.
It ain't that bad.
What does that mean? Like, is Yellow Belly or is
it's up from the belly now. But I'll tell you, it look worse than what it is. I'll put it like that. It look way worse than what it is. I mean, boys can run numbers down the track. It's just, you know, don't try to let nobody tell you to come off the trailer. None of that bullshit.
Okay.
You know, you got to make it by one or two hits to get it together. But other than that, it ain't too bad of a track.
Hey, Ricky.
Well,
ain't nobody scared of doing that but y'all, Ricky. We ain't going to ask you to come off the trailer.
Say, man, ain't nobody coming off the trailer at that old raggedy-ass track, man.
Yeah. One thing about it, we all got to go down the same track.
Well, how many times you been down that track?
Not many.
Well, how many times Joker been down that track? Hold on, how many times Joker been to that track?
I don't know what the damn fat shoes are. I really don't know the Joker. I just been hearing you pump him up, so I'm ready to just let the air out of it.
Oh, man, we just a 3,000-pound back half car. You know, we got a nice motor in it, running pretty consistent, good car. I ain't afraid of coming off the trailer. I just want to make sure, you know, it's a good track, got a good shutdown area. But
we got all that.
Yeah, we'll get on the track. We ain't claiming to be the biggest, you know. We ain't that car, y'all Grudge Racer of the Year, and y'all claiming to be the baddest back half in the nation. We ain't claiming none of that, so you know, we're just a nice little consistent car, and I'll come off the trailer if that's what you want to do. I gotta get with my crew and see if we're gonna get out there this weekend. I don't really know what we got planned or not, so we ain't got nothing locked in though.
Okay, well, let me give you my number, Joker. So when you find out, give me a call first.
Yeah. All right.
601.
What you got, man? What kind of car you got? What kind of car you got?
I got a Nova, the Mississippi Nightmare.
Okay. Well, is it back half or?
Back half, yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Yeah, man. Give me a number. I was talking to Quick. He said he was gonna get me out there this weekend. He wants me.
Yeah.
He said y'all been asking everybody. You know, what's the Joker? Y'all been doing a lot of research. Apparently, you think you got it covered. So, I don't know if I can really run that car heads up, man. That car look like it's pretty fast. I've been running against pro mods and stuff like that. You know, I don't really know.
No, I'm gonna run a back ass, but I'm gonna run a back ass. But you know, I mean, a lot of guys been pumping you up and. You know, I've been talking back and forth to Ricky and a couple of guys out there, so I'm just trying to get a grudge rate, that's all.
Okay, well, get my number and call me right now. Let me call my crew, because, you know, maybe we can get something locked in right now.
Okay, that'll work, bud.
Call me right now on the line. 469?
All right.
463?
Okay.
1785.
All right, that'll work.
Hey, Ty,
yeah.
Punch me on
18
over there.
Okay, I'll give you a call. Hey, Ricky. Trace, before I go, Ricky, you see how easy that was?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, boy.
Now, you say, see how easy what was?
You see how easy that was? You know, we've been trying to get in touch with
if you can talk Roman into coming out the trailer, that's good for you and Roman. You ain't finna get us off the trailer.
I ain't gonna even get y'all on the track. Y'all won't even come down and lock in the running.
Hey, How about this? You know, the other day when y'all called me on the phone and Gadget was in the background talking about off the trailer, how about this then? We're gonna run you and Gadget for the same amount of money.
I'm gonna hold up for Gadget. Gadget don't have a
background. Gadget can hold up for Gadget, you can hold up for you. How about that?
Listen, I was talking noise. It wasn't Gadget. I want y'all to
get it. Hey, they not a total don't get it. They not a total, so don't try to save them. So you and Gadget got a race. How about that?
Okay. Lock me in first, though.
No, how about both of y'all? You and Gadget call me on the phone together, and we'll both of y'all get locked in. How about that?
You ain't going to race, Rick. You trying to get out of race again. All right.
I just
hey,
told
Tracy.
You. How about both of y'all want to race?
Tracy, appreciate it, buddy.
How am I trying to run both of them? How's that? I'll tell you, lock in both of them.
Well,
I want y'all both to come together.
You gotta find something.
Hey, Gadget has a car on 29s and no wheelie bars, sir.
Put some wheelie bars on him, motherfucker.
He don't have to do that. Let me, I got Gadget slack. Come get
well,
me.
Well, lock it in there. Well, lock it in there. Lock it in
okay.
there. You taking his slack. That's cool.
Okay, what do you want to lock in?
You already told me what you want to lock in. We cool on
well,
that.
I'm saying, let's
you
make it official.
You told me what you want to lock in?
These shows are recorded. Call it.
What you say? You say, how much you want to lock in? Just let me know.
It don't matter. You tell me, man.
Don't say it don't matter. How much you want to lock in?
It does not matter.
All right, well, then that's cool then. We'll figure that out later. If it's no matter for you, then that ain't no problem.
No, we gonna say it so everybody can, you know, be a witness to this.
Okay, how much money you want to bet, Chris? Because you want us. So how much money you want?
Listen, are y'all talking about repeating that car?
Yeah, we don't play those games, dog. I can't think of nobody else that we can put on you for us.
Okay.
That's
you
want to
lock in
1,000?
You want to lock in 1,000 on 5? You want to lock in 5 on 3? I mean, you tell it.
So, how much do you want to lock in? Because you want us.
Okay.
So, how much you want?
Lock in,
how much money
lock
you want?
Lock in 5 on 3, man. How about that?
All right. That sounds cool.
Is it locked?
Yeah.
Heads up. Pro Treat, 1/8 mile.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are y'all talking about?
That's in Mississippi this weekend at Harrisburg, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, we locked.
And hey, ain't no time limit and all of those stuff. That's
a,
that was the only
issue. I'm not going to race at 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm not going to do that now.
Hey, we don't want to race that late either, but I'm just saying.
Okay,
say, the time,
okay,
at 7:15, talking about let's get in the lane.
Wait a minute. Is it safe to say?
This is the thing. This is the only thing, so just so everybody can hear it. We on a 10-inch tire. We coming to a foreign track.
Come on, Ricky. Listen. Is it safe
hold
to
on, say? No, let me finish. This is the only reason I'm saying ain't no time. We coming to that track. We going to make at least 1 or 2 hits. And then it's on.
That's fine.
All right, so
is it safe to say we're in the staging lane for 8 o'clock?
No, because we don't know how. Because if it's 100 degrees at 6. Hey, we're going to race you this Saturday. What's that date, September the 8th?
Hey, Ricky, listen, let's get an understanding.
No,
man.
Hold on.
We're going to
man, there ain't no time limit. That's a ridiculous. We don't play them type of game. We say we're going to race you, period. You know
but
you got to race, Chris.
Listen, I'm not gonna wait until the track, 10 minutes before a track closes, talking about drag racing. I'm not going to
do
that.
And we don't like that either.
I'm not going to sit there all night. And wait on this. Let this come to an understanding, Ricky. Y'all want to race.
Chris, hold on. First of all, Chris, this is the thing. You trying to, like, pull a card or something. I'm telling you, you got to race like that, but you keep asking about the time. Ain't no time. We race when we get ready to. That's
you know what I'm saying? No, you're not going to race when you get ready, Ricky. I mean, the thing about it.
That's when we're going to race you, when we get ready
man,
to.
I'm trying to run more than one race, so I'm not going to be sitting around all night waiting on this. I'm not going to do
okay,
that,
well. Okay, well, you lock in all your own races.
We'll do it by 10. Okay.
That's locked in.
All right.
Now, is your driver going to be there?
Oh, yeah. He's going to be there.
Now, if your driver don't show up, is it still locked in?
Hey, man, my driver's going to be there. I'm just saying, in case,
because you never know. If something come up, I didn't say
anything that my driver had to be there. I just locked you in. We locked.
Okay. I just want to make sure it was clear, because that's what you said last week, that your driver won't be
mean?
There, so you didn't have a race. So I just want to make sure.
I didn't try to lock you in last week. My driver was here last week. Y'all wasn't here.
You say I can't lock y'all in because I don't know if Tony Brown's going to be. I just want to make sure we were straight on that. Ain't no problem.
Yeah. Right.
So if
he
don't show up, anything happened, it's still locked in.
Listen, we locked, man. My money's locked.
Man.
5 on 3,000 or better, okay?
No matter who your driver is.
God, what's wrong with you, dude?
No, because, see, you hire behind a driver, so we just want to make sure that if your driver ain't there,
wait a minute.
We still locked in.
Tracy, we need some help
here,
Tracy.
Listen to what y'all say. This is what he's saying in the degree, too. He's running 300 cars because Mississippi 9 got heads up, he's my pro tree, 5 on 300.
There you go. There
okay,
you go.
So no matter who the driver is, I just want to make sure.
There you go.
There
you go.
That's what y'all bring you.
Now, we locked, right, Ricky?
You locked in.
Okay. All right. Appreciate it, Tracy.
Okay, man.
All right.
Another one. Okay. Well, I got that one going in, and that's going in at Hattiesburg, Mississippi. We clean up Mississippi night now, so.
Tony Thorne, your mic is open.
Hey, Ricky, still on the line.
Who was that?
Ricky's still on the line. This is Tony Thorne.
Ricky,
y'all gonna marry me for 2 weeks. When you gonna ring me? You ain't gotta go to Mississippi.
God damn it, Tony, let me breathe.
What's wrong with you, brother? I'm gonna ask some other guys to put some roots. What's your roots at, man?
Hold on. I can't hear you, Doc. I can't hear you, Tony. What'd you say now?
I
can't hear you. What'd you say?
That's why I see. You couldn't hear me on
the
racetrack
either,
could you?
Hell, I haven't seen this track in a minute. Well, I think you got a bad reception or something, Tony.
Well, how about now? Can you hear me, Tracy?
Okay, now I can hear you a little bit better. What you say, honey?
I've been trying to run that peanuts song for 2 weeks now. I can't even get y'all to look at me. Now, I'm out here in Texas. Y'all claim to have the baddest broadcast car in Texas. I don't think you do. What's the problem?
Slow down, Tony. You will do something, man. Just chill out.
You don't even answer my question. Y'all talk about y'all the baddest broadcast here in Texas. I don't think y'all are
that.
Who said that?
Huh? Well, I'm not going on this show
about
2 or 3
weeks ago.
Oh, well,
I'm in a little bit of race. Tell me when y'all going to do something with a silver Mustang with one four band and conventional heads.
Hold on, am I phone Tracy? You know what I'm saying?
I heard you say you want to do something with one carburetor, conventional heads. Mustang.
Oh, okay. We'll see how something, Tony. Just chill out. We gotta handle Chris Clark and Nightmare Freddy, and we're going to figure out something. Ain't no problem. Like you say, you right here in Dallas, so that ain't going to be a problem. We'll get to that.
Hey, y'all can at least answer my questions when I ask for a race. Y'all want to ask your question. I seen Pena at the track Sunday and tried to talk to him 3 times. He did everything but take off running.
Say, man, you'll get out of my home, boy. We're going to figure that out. Tom, I talked to you on the phone a couple weeks ago, and I ain't hear none of this. But we'll figure it out.
No, you're talking to me on the phone. So, Rachel told me you had the baddest car in Texas, Backcap. I asked you what Backcap car you had. You didn't have a Backcap car at that time. You just bought one.
We talked about it, none of this came up. You said, well, ain't no problem. We'll figure out something. And that was it. So, I mean, we'll figure it out.
Y'all tell me something. I ain't getting no answers from y'all.
What you want to know?
I don't know when y'all going to get beside this Mustang, and that Joker can have any day beside this Mustang. We can go tomorrow.
All right, we'll figure out something. Tony, we'll figure out something, man.
Oh, Tracy's going to open up your mic.
Tony, who was that?
Tony.
Yeah.
Tony.
I
hear you.
When have you asked me for a race?
Huh?
When have you asked me for a race?
I guess you don't read them boards, do you?
I am a motherfucking board reader. I asked you a goddamn question. When did you ask me for a race?
I asked you for a race 3 times last week.
You asked who?
I asked y'all. I asked Billy Smith.
How you asked me?
What do you mean that I asked you?
I'm asking you how you asked me.
We don't read the board.
All you gotta do is ring my motherfucking numbers. You scared?
You know my goddamn phone number. I bet you that.
I
can't understand shit you saying. You sound like shit right now.
Hold on, this is the thing, dog. That's why I thought you said, you talked to him at the track and he did everything but take off running. I thought you had talked to him face to face. We don't look at the boys like that.
Man, I ain't heard nothing about Tony want to run me. Tony just sitting there telling him, what is that, a bald faced lie? Tony, you ain't never said you wanted to run. You stop telling that goddamn lie.
Yeah, I said I wanted to run. You wanted to be called in on three-way with Gavin Smith.
When did you told who?
Gavin Smith, I asked for your phone number. I asked if you wanted to run, and he said no.
You told Gavin Smith?
And I tell you what, if you can't understand me, then later on the night, when y'all get off top choke, y'all call me on three-way.
Okay. Well,
hold on.
Hell, I was at the track.
Hold on, Peanut. One thing we know about Tony is he want to race. He a fine racer too. He don't be asking for no favors or nothing. So whenever we do race, Tony's gonna be a nice clean.
I want the Joker and Peanut.
Well, I ain't got nothing to do with the Joker. I can't account for the Joker.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
can't account for the Joker.
That's why I said we ain't got to argue about it.
When you get back, you know I'll race you.
All right. You got to race you.
Thank you, sir.
You got to race
you.
Hold on.
Tony, before you do anything, get you another phone.
Can you hear me now?
Now I can.
That's all you had to do is ask for it, right?
I've been asking for a race, Peanut.
I've been asking.
I asked Gavin two or three times if Peanut wanted to do something.
You say you asked who?
Galen, your crew chief, your driver.
Okay, but hold on. Who can speak for my car?
Well, evidently you.
Goddammit. That's what I want you to say. Say it again.
Evidently you. Your crew chief ain't
okay.
Got no say-so for your car.
He ain't got no say-so. I ain't say he didn't have no say-so, but if you wanted some say-so, you can get it out of me.
Well, ask Galen if I didn't ask for your
number. My crew chief gonna whoop your ass is what's gonna happen.
Ask Galen if I didn't ask for your number. Galen don't lie.
I'm sure. He wouldn't give you the number.
Hey.
You're saying he wouldn't give you the
number. I don't know what happened. They might have got off to a different conversation.
Oh, that's your bullshit. There you go.
Ain't no bullshit. You know I don't bullshit. He does too.
All right. Hey, Tony,
while
you was on there, we were trying to get you water.
Go.
I think Turbo Chris was asking about some car in your
camp.
Chris, you still
got that? Hey, Tony, this is Turbo Chris. You still got that Camaro on the 275?
No. No, it's not together.
It's not together? Oh, okay.
All okay. I got is the Benz on head at Mustang.
Oh, okay. All right, well, I you can put it on the board when y'all get it back together or something. And,
who is this?
This Turbo Chris out of Houston.
Turbo Chris?
Out of Houston,
you got Turbo car? I don't run Turbo car, buddy.
Oh, okay.
I don't run any Turbo cars.
I got you. All right. Well, you had made a post about 275, any car on 275. I just put mine on 275, so we just testing on
it. Oh,
did
you?
I
don't have no 275. I just got there watching the 275s the other day talking to Hillbilly.
Oh, okay. All right, then. We appreciate that.
That guy that's got that 275 car, Chris.
Yeah.
His name is Mike Kelly, and I'm sure he'd be happy to race you if you're on 275s.
I'm
his name, Mike Kelly, because he was looking for some racing other than
that. Well, it was one that, but what is that? But you say the gray one is down because y'all was trying to race Glassman with it, I think, or somebody with it down here in Houston with it on 275.
We was trying to race Glassman with Andy Park's blue Camaro.
But it wasn't on 275?
Yes, it was on 275s.
And that one not available to run?
Not right now, no.
Okay. All right, well, that's what I was checking there. I know it was one of them. That's the one I wanted to try.
I thought you were talking about my black Camaro. No, I don't race 275. And I can barely get down the track with a pair of slicks.
Gotcha, I got you.
But thanks for asking.
All right. Thank you, Tracy.
All right, man. Anybody else out there want to speak on the topic? We got about who got some of the baddest cars in each one of these classes. Pushing what? Who we got? Who we got next?
/601-3356. Your mic is open.
Oh, I bumped it by accident. I wasn't trying to get in the queue.
Okay, press the 1 button for us and take your hand down, please.
That's Roman.
Tony Thorne.
Tony Thorne.
Hey, were you going to be at Kennedy on Friday? Or are you going to be at Denton?
I'm not going to be either place. I'm going to be in Mississippi.
Are you going to be in Mississippi on Friday?
Yep.
Okay, well, shit.
Who's that?
We'll see you. This is Joker.
Who's that? Who's that?
Joker. Yeah.
I'm not running for that Trump change. You'll get all your amigos together.
Yeah, we ready. We counting right now.
You counting right now? Well, we can race tomorrow. We can rent the track tomorrow.
Rent that bitch. We'll be there. I'll take off work.
You want to lock in $1,000?
We ain't got to lock it in. We'll be there. We'll be there.
No,
you got to lock it in. We're going to be there.
I can get the track
you
tomorrow.
You live right down the damn street.
Yeah, I can get the track tomorrow. You want to lock in $1,000 if you're going to be there to run $5,000?
I can't run that much. Not right now. If we get to the track, if you're at the track Friday, I can gather $5,000 together.
I can't
lock that in, Tony. I can't lock that in. My pocket ain't looking that good yet. I get paid Friday. I can't do that.
Well, give me a call.
Can't lock in that
ready anytime you are.
I'm ready. Well, Friday, I don't know. We're going on Mississippi. I'm waiting on Clark, dude, to call and lock it in.
I'm leaving for Mississippi Friday morning.
Roman, you won't call me.
Well, you gonna be back on Sunday, Tony?
I don't know. I mean, you know how that drive goes. I mean, you're going to be in Mississippi, ain't you?
I don't know about that yet.
You're saying you're not going to Mississippi? And I'll be there Friday. You be there Friday? Hell, we could run Friday night.
Yeah, I don't know about we're going to Mississippi yet. That's kind of a long haul for our old truck. I don't know if our truck can make it that far.
Well, I'll book you and paint that on the same day. How's that? The 15th or the week after this one?
Yeah, I'll run you. If you stay in Dallas Friday, I'll run you.
I'm leaving Friday morning to Mississippi.
Well, you'll be back Sunday. I'll be in Canada waiting on you.
Where was you last Sunday waiting on me? Where was you last Saturday waiting on me?
See, I was in the garage working on the car. I told you where I was. I can't be at every show, Tony. You can't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
None of y'all could show up for my race, but y'all showed up for Kennedy, though, didn't you? Y'all didn't want to come out and then support my race, did you?
No, that's not what it was about, Tony.
It was. Well, you call me when you want to run for $5,000.
All right, I'll do that.
All right, buddy.
All right. Well, that's that. Anybody out there want to chime in on the subject? Got a few races locked in, got some tennis, people trying to make action, look like they're hometown folks. So, anybody want to chime in on the subject? We got some of these cards here, put the names out there and see what we can come up with. Push the one.
Roy Times, your mic is back open.
Hey, Tracy, I just want to say one more thing. Yeah, like on Alan Cat race, he did kind of get disappointed. None of the Dallas guys came down to his race, and I think that was kind of wrong because we always go up there and support them. I know they probably had another race, but it seemed like it should have been some cars come down here because we've been to Crandall, Kennedale, and all of them, you know, racing with them, but they didn't show up. So, you know, it seemed like they should have came support because that's what it's all about, us supporting each other, you know. And that's what I try to do. You know, so we all need to support each other, keep this thing going. Because if one person just, you know, just going to support one race, and they ain't going to support the other one. You know, they want everybody to come to their race, but they don't want to come to the other guy race. And it's not just, you know, special. Because like I said, we've been to Crandall. You know we have. We've been there probably two or three times before Dallas guys come down here. But when I have my race, they support me, but it's just the idea. I don't know what's the deal going on, but we should support every, you know, all the races that we can. I know sometimes it be races on top of races, and some people, you know, some guys just can't make it. But when you can make it, you know, I mean, we all appreciate it, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just got to continue to work on and try to, you know, figure out what we can do to try to resolve some of that, so.
Yeah.
All we can do is keep trying.
Yeah. That's all we can do is, you know, try, you know, see who could, you know, get this thing working right, you know.
Yeah.
And get back on the right track. Because I know in the past, you know, Dallas used to come support Houston, and Houston used to go support Dallas, but I don't know what was the falling out about it. You know, it seemed like, you know, it's a misunderstanding about the stuff going on or something. But we need to get back on the right track. And we all have
to chime in again.
Because, you know, racing.
Peanut, I think you got some background noise on.
Yeah.
I didn't know my phone was off. You want to tell me I'm open?
Tracy.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey,
hello?
Go ahead. Tracy.
Go ahead. Yeah.
This is Lorenzo.
I'm still online or I'm not?
What's happening, Lorenzo?
I think what we need to do is get with these tracks, the Houston tracks and the Dallas tracks, and get with the owners. So that way they can we can try to keep from scheduling events on the same day. That way the fans can see all the cars together at one track.
Right.
Well, the biggest thing about, you know, everyone's trying to do a race on the same holidays. Maybe we could work something out where one track will have a race this holiday, and then the next holiday we have a race in another city. That way all the fans can get to see all the cars run at the same time.
I understand that. I'm low just looking at it from the other side. I mean, I don't think no track gonna close their track just because, you know, we want to do something. It's just something that my opinion. We got some noise. Because somebody used that mic, I got a lot of noise.
Tracy.
Somebody used that mic. Yeah.
Tracy.
Yeah, go ahead.
A lot of racers like me, I'm just speaking for myself. We don't, I mean, I don't keep up with the boards. You know what I mean? So, somebody has called me and let me know what's going on.
Uh-huh.
Because, I mean, I don't keep up on the boards or none of that crap like that. I mean, I don't mind going to Houston. I don't like the track, but I go support the guys. I don't care. You know, I go support them. I don't care nothing about that. But, I mean, I just don't know enough about the boards to keep up off the board to know what's going on. Now, you know, if somebody tell me, hey, I'm having this right, hey, why don't you come down on this? Then that's a whole different ballgame. Yeah, but some of the racers got to, I mean, the person that's putting on the race got to do his part by trying to get to some of the racers to let us know. You know,
yeah,
he can't assume that everybody is looking at a board. He just can't sit there and assume that.
Yeah, I mean, you got to get out there for more duration. I mean, I thought they had it pretty well under control the last couple of times. When I saw the Houston people in Dallas, I thought, well, maybe the Dallas people go to Houston the next time. I don't know. If promoters, if one of the promoters are ready, I guess they just got to stay and try to find where
they
were.
So you can't.
This time, you can't. The track, a promoter didn't have to do with it. So that kind of made it a little difficult. And they can't with promote these race for the Houston area. But he was going against a track owner that's having her own event. So in that case, you know, that he really didn't have a lot to vote against. He got to try to convince some of the races to come on that game. And then he goes to the local race to try to come support his event. That's kind of got to be worked on, man. I don't know how they're going to work it out. I don't know. You just got to get a relationship.
Tracy, we're having a hard time hearing you. Your phone. We're having a hard time hearing you. Your phone. Yeah, Tracy, it's your phone.
We can't understand what Tracy's saying.
There was noise going on. I think the thing's probably been sitting for so long.
See if they understand what Trace is saying.
Can you hear me right now? Roy, can you hear me, Roy?
Yep.
Can you hear me, Twitter? Roy, can you hear me?
So right there. Yeah.
Okay, Tracy, go ahead. I'm muted, Peanuts, Mike.
Yeah, I haven't changed. I'm in the same spot, sitting in the same place, so can you hear me fine?
Yeah, we hear you fine now. Tina has some
background. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but on that race about what's going on between that, I don't know. I don't have the answers for it. It just, all I can say, when a track having a race and you having a race and you're going against the track, you got to try to get some certain races you want to come to your race and try to hope that they come to your race.
that's all you can do as a promoter. Just try to speak in guys, they give you the word and don't show up. They don't show up, but I don't think we're going to get a track to close their track on a certain day. I believe they're going to feel like they're going to make money. So I think the promoter just kind of got to get the races, and the races got to say, well, I'm going to go support this guy on this day and try to make it happen. I don't think it's the one answer fit all. It's just going to be a matter of somebody, you know, being loyal to trying to support the promoters to go to those races. And that's a tough one. So I guess we just got to kind of work on it. All I can say is we still got some work to do, man. So anybody else who has their mind wants to speak on the topic that we have about these different classes of cars and make some action, anyone out there want to speak on it, speak up. We want to hear from you. You got
601-4681. Your mic is open.
All right, how y'all doing today?
Doing
pretty good. This Red X Racing Quick with the Mustang.
What's up?
How you doing? Well, I'm part of the crew. I'm Dexter, you know. He's on here. His mic should be open too, but he's on here. Hey, I wanted to make a suggestion of what Tony was saying about the track and stuff. You know, I sat here and I've been going to all these tracks. Texas, been coming up there to Peanut Show. Peanut been coming down. Atomic Dog, all of y'all. And, man, Tony Bynes, them out there watching them guys, Nightmare, all them. And I sat there and watched, you know, Hattiesburg track been open for a while, a long time. We support you all. We're looking for the same support. We got Galen and Jack M dedicated, and I'm sure they're going to be there. But, you know, I'm hearing the thing about the track. You know, we come to Texas. You know, you allowed to come up there and the track be right. You allowed not coming right. But my point of it is I watch the Nightmare car making good power, going down Hattiesburg track, many more. We made good power go down the track. You know, Tony, why is such a problem that you coming and going down the track and everybody else going down the track? You know, let's get it there and tune it in. Let's not down the track, you know. I just wanted to say that, you know. We got prime time coming down. They're going to go down the track, no problem. You know, what's the problem?
You mentioned Tony, right?
Yeah, Tony. Yeah, correct.
Peanut,
go down the track. You know, I'm just trying to figure out what's the problem, you know.
Tony said he was coming.
But I watch him all on the internet down the track. It ain't hitting no crap and all that. But we don't have no problem. We 5,000, $10,000 races, 7, 8, 2, it don't matter. We betted it all the time. Chris Clark, Big Clark, you on the phone. Can you vouch for that? I know he on here.
What I'm getting at is
y'all was on here just a few minutes ago. We was talking about representing. We always represent. We coming up there with the orange car, with the orange Mustang, the black Nova, you know, and Peanut, them, man, I'm telling you, them guys there, they come down, they always there, you know. Never have a problem. You know, I sit on the site all the time and I watch Tony saying that, you know, track shitty, track shitty, track this, you know. But, man, we got these primetime guys coming out and laying it down. What's the problem? You know, let's come together, like y'all were just saying. Let's come together and we can come up and support you all. Y'all come on and support us. We can make it happen.
Yeah, I agree with that. We got to support each other. Like you say, hey, all the tracks ain't going to be the best, but, you know, they do get a lot of cars go to Mississippi because they got fast shoes. When they come, they got a ton of cars go there. So they got blower cars. Everybody might not have to go to fast and they can go, but, you know, like you say, you're doing it, you can get it down the track. So two cars got to go down the track at the same time. So if it's bad in one lane, it might be bad in the next lane. So I guess it's just going to be who can tune the best for that track, but that shouldn't stop a race on that track, though. I've been down the track. It's pretty decent track, so cars can go pretty quick on it. So, yeah, we got to just kind of keep working on kind of supporting each other. So, hey, we appreciate y'all coming down to Texas, and I'm quite sure, like you said, some Texas guys gonna be coming up there this weekend of that race, and I'm hoping to be in the half coming down to myself. We just gotta see what happens, but we plan on mixing some things up. Okay, you got anything you want to add to this? When we were talking about these cars here and for the back half or 28, Pro Mars or whatever, what do you think some of the
You on here, Red Hot?
What's going on?
Red Hot? What's going on?
I don't know it. I don't know it. Who it is?
It's time to know. What's happening?
What's the word, man? How y'all gentlemen doing?
What was that?
I said, how you gentlemen doing?
We doing all right, man. What you up to?
Shit, man. Gonna get ready to try to make a few dollars. Make up for what them boys took from me the weekend.
Is that right? You got somebody that's what you're looking for? What's on your mind?
Shit, yeah. I called Tony. I told him I was just a fool. I want to do it again. Let's do it again.
Which Tony you talking about?
Tony B with Money Maker.
Oh, I don't think Tony buying on this line right now. I don't. You want, we can get him on here if you want him on here. We can get him on here if you want him. Hold on for a second. What can we get?
Nah, he made it clear to me he wasn't going to do nothing.
Oh, he wasn't going to do nothing, huh?
Yeah, he said he wasn't bringing the car.
How you sitting? We got some cars here in Texas coming up there. How you sitting? Tell a person how you sitting, what kind of car you got, and, you know, might be somebody here might want to look at you.
Yeah, man, I got, to be honest with you, I got a shitload wanting to tear my ass out the frame. I don't need no motor add to that list. Look like I'm having a hard time handling all these.
I heard that, so you make it play action then. Who you said is Lil Red? Who is it? Lil
Red
Hot.
Red
Hot. Red Hot. Oh, that's a Camaro. Red Hot. I think I've seen that car.
Yeah, oh, Red Hot.
You Red Hot looking for some action. You got a chassis car or a back half car?
Back half.
Yeah.
No
willy
balls. No
willy
balls. I pulled the willy balls off, so I'm leaving them off.
Back
ass,
no
willy
balls. What's that tie you sitting on?
Big ass tie.
Big ass tie. I heard that. I guess that answered that. Big ass tie. So it's a big ass tie. So.
Yeah. I don't care what tie they got.
Damn,
they ain't gonna be too big. Bigger, much bigger than mine.
Well, we got
y'all
on your
mind, man? Who
want to
do something? When they talking about doing something?
We got some of the guys coming down this weekend, the quick race, though.
Yeah. Who looking for some action that ain't got none?
Wait, Red Hot, earlier we had to, you know, kind of get Rick and Tony straight about the track, you know. Can you go down Hattiesburg track, Red Hot?
Yeah, that's my own track, man. I can go down it. It ain't always the best, but, you know, when they done run on it, I can go down it, man.
Same thing about anywhere else, you know.
Yeah, but most of the time, to be honest, man, when I have problems, a lot of, you know, half the time it's my car. Something I don't overlook. It ain't always the track. Most people, when they have problems, they just initially blame it on the track. I had problems this weekend. I felt like the track was working great over in Lena. When I started with the problem, I didn't think that way, but, you know, when I figured out my problem, it had nothing to do with the track. That's why I called Tony and told her, you know, let's play that old song as we pull up in the gate. Let's do it again.
Big Clark,
hey,
you're
my
chance with it.
Okay, thank you, sir. Hey, Red Hot, what's happening?
Hey, who it is?
Mr. Jimmy Nightmare, what's up?
What's up, Clark?
You got it, man. Try to see the old Texas boys want to do something, man. They complaining about their track. I think I got just as much power as they got over there. We're going to see who can put it down, man.
Yeah, but let me tell you this, Clark. See, I was going to tell her, keep quiet. You done got on. The problem with these Texas boys is they over there on that short track. When they get over here and get a real time, you know, they think something wrong with the track. And I said that before you even said this. A lot of time we blame it on the track when it's not the track.
Yeah.
You know,
hold on. Man, are you sure that the Texas boys can't come up and run down that track?
You said what?
Are you trying to say Texas boys, the kids come up and run down the track? Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm saying when they go down and pick up their tire and slip on the other end, they think they've been all the way down the track because they're lost to 3/10.
we looking at them, they done stayed hooked up and flying. They just ain't, they got a shorter track over there in Texas. They say it's about 30 feet shorter. I don't really know. I ain't never drove that far. But now I'm talking to the Texas boys and the Mississippi boys that love the Texas boys. Say that track, they walk down to the from the 330. When they made it to the 8 and looked back, they made about a few steps to get to the 8 from the 330.
Texas. It ain't that we scared to come down there. He's just telling Joker that he can get down the track, but don't let nobody talk him in just coming off the trailer. And that's what any track anybody go to. Ain't nobody out here crazy.
When you come to a new track,
everybody coming to a new track.
Always the best thing.
Yeah, and ain't nobody going to bring, I mean, we all got a lot of money tied up in these cars. You know what I'm saying? Whether you're making 480 power or 450 power, it's still a lot of money. And ain't nobody in their right mind going to just go to a new track he ain't never been down, fly off the trailer. And the ones who do come through for Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah, but one is too dangerous. We want to be as safe as we can. If you ain't never been on the track and you hit a dip or a move or something and you're doing it out there on top end, you something which you ain't never did.
Yeah, ain't nobody gonna go down no track. Ain't never been down under full power. That's just cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs right there. So I mean, as far as the Texas boys go, we'll run any track we want to go to. We like anybody else. We just gonna go down there and make a bow run or test pass like anybody else will. You know, ain't that we scared of any track? We built it when nobody
right,
scared
who
to
are
build.
You, man? What's your name?
My name is AD.
Hello?
Yeah.
AD, are you coming this weekend?
No, I don't be able to make it. I got to work. But I know it's going to be some Texas players at the house. You can't know. When it comes to racing, you can't count the Texas players out.
Well, yeah, I ain't about AC and AP. I was going to tell AD he got a sure race. We're going to accommodate you, AD. Now,
well, you know what?
I can't say that. But if you come down, we'll accommodate you, and I don't even know what you got.
Well, and you know what? I appreciate that. That's grudge racing at its finest right there. But like I say, I got to work this weekend. I'm going to eventually get there. I will eventually get there. And when I do, I'm going to let somebody know I'm in the house. I ain't going to come there like no stranger.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm just letting you know, you all about you got to let these Texas boys know and they scared to come down to your track. Are they scared to go down your track? No. Just like you said, we're making just much. Yeah, well, Lucy, I'm just defending Texas.
I apologize if that was a Mississippi guy said that. We got a couple of them to get hyped and kind of lose touch of what they're talking about. But now, we don't think you're scared to come down the track, do you, when drive this far?
That's true. Well, I don't think nobody.
Cars out there that you're scared to get upside of, but you ain't scared to go down the track.
No, I don't think it's anybody built the car scared to get up beside the car. Everybody just got to pick and choose if they think they can get with them. If they can, they'll get with them. If they can't, they'll let somebody else who think they can try them.
Right. That's the smartest move to make. shorter when y'all see them fires, man. That's what gets you a little disappointed.
On the six track, you may go. Huh?
And then you send the car to Texas and slow then. They think they run one time, they're actually slower than what they think they are.
Now, I ain't saying they slow. I'm just saying they ain't fast as they think.
That's the same thing.
I ain't saying they're slow. They may be running 420s. That's fast. But they get in, they run the 450. That's still fast. That ain't slow. They just ain't fast as they think they are.
Tony's back on the line.
Hello. Hey, Tony.
Hey.
Hey, this old Sylvester, man, the one you said you want to hug next week, this weekend, you still coming?
Well, hell yeah.
All right, we're going to hug next, Tony.
We're going to what?
Huh?
We're going to do what?
We're going to race. I just said we're going to hug next, but we're going to race.
That rest
we're
going to
have a good friendly race. I'm going to give you what you're looking for. You're going to give me what I'm looking for.
The red Camaro?
You said what?
The red Camaro?
Yeah, all right, no. Yeah,
huh?
And it's nothing to offend you, but I call a little Roy car half breed.
It is a half breed. It's got the four-wheel Chevrolet motor.
No, I ain't talking about that. No, I ain't talking about Ford and Chevrolet. He worked on it and fixing and tuning in Texas at that short track, and he's going to try to come over here in Mississippi and run me. Yes, I'm waiting on him to come on. I want to see y'all Saturday.
Well, you're going to see all you want of us Saturday.
Okay.
Hey, you got to and when I leave there, you're not ever going to ask for it again.
Okay. Well, we sure got a race because I feel the same way.
Hey, Tony Thorne.
No, don't be embarrassed when this conventional headed the 1-4 barrel shows up.
Yeah, I ain't trying to match race. I ain't gonna look under your hood.
We don't even have a hood. I
ain't trying to match race. You say you want to run me, I'm trying to beat you.
All
right. Hey, Mr. Turner.
We don't have a hood though. It blew off. Yes, sir.
Is cornbread coming?
No.
Okay.
Cornbread can't outrun nothing down there. He can't even outrun nothing up here.
Well, I was going to have Tony Byers there looking for him if he was.
Hey,
he's talking about that moneymaker Camaro. No.
Huh?
Yeah, only one cornbread can race is 7-up.
Okay.
Clark, don't ignore me. What Tony Byers coming with?
No, I was gonna have him. I was gonna make him bring money, make you if cornbread was coming.
Hold on, now I called him.
I may be wrong. I may need to be corrected here, but I don't believe Moneymaker is a true back half car. I believe it's got a 3x2 square frame, always the front nose. I may be wrong. That's what I'm told.
Hey, well, Tony, I ain't never looked up on it. I just know it. It looks pretty good going down the racetrack.
He needs to get beside this Mustang, this silver Mustang.
I would like to get beside that Mustang, Tony.
Yeah, you got to give me something that car you got.
Damn, Tony.
Damn, I mean, conventional headed motor. Shit, give up a little bit of something.
I mean, what do you call a little bit of something, Tony?
Well, I'm not asking for no acres. Just give me the bump. And this race. Give me the bump. I mean, the bump could be 1 inch, or it can be 6 feet, however long you let me go.
Oh, you're saying give you the break, let you move first is what you're saying.
Just let me move. Just let me move. I don't care if it's 1 foot or 1 inch.
Okay. No, Tony, I don't do that.
Hey, Clark.
Hey.
I believe you can tell him he can have the break. As long as he runs me first, I don't think you're going to have to worry about it.
I'm going to have to run you first.
Yeah, I
need to run you first.
Yeah.
Is that open Friday, man?
But I'm going to tell you, every time I ever run on
Friday,
you never had to wait on me.
It's not going to be open Friday night?
No.
No. Now we running Sylvester heads up on a pro tree, best man to the finish line.
That sounds like
flip
the way you like
the
race.
Flip for the lane.
Sounds like everything you said is what I'm looking for.
Now, that's what I'm asking for, so give it to me.
Hey, Tony, let me ask you this. If I take my willy balls off, I get lane choice.
You take what off?
If I take my willy balls off, I get lane choice.
Nah, leave your willy bars on.
I thought you said you quit smoking.
Leave your willy bars on there, buddy. Just leave
Hell
everything you got on there and bring some more.
All right.
Okay.
Now, leave your willies on. Give me the right lane and keep your willy bars.
Yeah, I tell you what. I either do that or I take the willy bars off and you give me the right lane.
I had to come outside.
I don't know what the track's going to be like, but the last three times I made that trip.
No, it's on the radio station, a whole bunch of people.
Yeah, well, I can tell you this. Let them kill up the airtime. Me and you got a race. I ain't going to give you the right lane, and I see you ain't going to give me the right. We just going to flip, and whatever go down.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
that's,
I like
that.
I'll get that height going too much, so. My mind
made
up. I will race.
I'll unload off the trailer. I'll make one hit, and I'm ready.
Okay. The only thing I ask is, old Roy be standing there looking.
What?
Only thing I ask, old Roy be standing there looking. I want him to stay at home, and it's going down.
Well, you want
to believe me, Roy will be standing right there beside me.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, Rick,
you can either have him on the fence line waving at you.
Now you said you need to make one hit, so 8 o'clock, 8:30, we ought to be done got it on, and he dumb laughing and happy, or you laughing and happy.
That sounds great, buddy.
Yeah, I promise you, man, we're gonna lose. I can't sit around for 3 or 4 hours when I know I got a race. It makes me a little nervous.
Oh, well, you got a race, so I hope you get real nervous.
Okay. Hey, man, your mic is open.
Yeah, I wanted to find out what big car car they're going to have in Mississippi this weekend. What kind of pro mod y'all going to have in Mississippi this weekend?
I haven't looked.
We got a couple of them coming. We got Bullet, WT. We got
JT.
A couple of them coming.
Baby, I know what it is.
Okay.
Yeah, we got a couple of them coming. We got Charles Smilty supposed to be coming in his Pro Mod. You know, we lining up a race for the Pro Mod race.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That race taking place
Saturday or Sunday?
That's Saturday. Saturday?
Yes.
Okay, then.
What kind of pro mod? Hello.
See you later, bro.
Okay,
and I'll be at work.
Okay, yeah, what if we got out there? What if we got out there?
Better get back on what you know.
Who is our pro? Who is that?
01-3356, your mic is open. 601-3366, your mic is open. Okay, Tracy, they're not paying attention. Alley Cat, your mic is open.
What's happening? How's everything going? Somebody need to mute their mic. They got the background noise. What's up, Cat?
Oh man, I just want to touch a little basis on this here, on these here traveling back and forward, because it seems like people not really telling the truth. I don't understand. People know what's going on, but they not being a man of their word, and they know what's really going on, but they get on this here radio and they try to sugarcoat stuff, and they know who they are. But if that's the way they want to play it, well, that's cool.
Man, you talking to guys from Mississippi. Go and say what you want to say. We all have a headache between lines.
Cat.
Well, yeah. Yeah, is any Dallas guys on the phone?
Yeah, Dallas guys out there, yeah.
Okay, Houston have support and will support anybody race. We go all over. We go to South Carolina. We go to Florida. We go to Mississippi. We go everywhere. We don't care who it is. If we got the time, we're going to go to everybody's races. Now, what people don't know, we've been doing it for 5 or 6 years. See what I'm saying? We have already started. We used to have it to where HMP in Houston used to close. They used to close Memorial Day, and then we go to Dallas Memorial Day and race. And then Labor Day, Dallas come here. So, Tracy, what you said, we can't get a track to close. We started out that way, and one person in Dallas messed it up. One person. That's why it doesn't work anymore. Now people stacking races on top of one another now. This is why this is happening like this. It ain't going to work now.
Well, what?
Hey,
go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say. I mean, I understand what Advocate's saying, but it's not really fair to put a city on it and try to just say that Dallas or anybody don't travel, because I know Show Enough Racing, we go all everywhere. You know what
I
mean?
I'm not saying. I'm saying Dallas do not like coming to Houston for some reason. They'll say they coming, and they'll sway up and down, and they'll promise up and down they coming. And then when it's on race day, they don't come. But they will go to Mississippi, and they will go to South Carolina. They'll go anywhere, but they won't come here for some reason.
Well, I mean, I know a lot of us came down there. But I know one thing I say, Advocate, and you're pretty much right, man. It's just a certain group of people that, you know, if they tell you they're going to be there, you just almost have to just wait to see if they're going to really show up. You see what I'm saying? And that's,
well,
I think that's a good thing
is.
About like a dude like Byron. If they say they're gonna be somewhere, they gonna show up no matter where it is. But
well,
I mean,
well,
it's just
Lorenzo time, man.
Hey, it's just sometimes you just gotta block them out of the cat. When they say they're gonna show up, you just gotta say all right. And then if they show up, they show up. If they don't, they don't. And then just I think one thing you probably should do is just try to build a rapport with a certain group of people that you know most likely will show up, and then you can try, you know what I'm saying? Because certain dudes, that's just how they are.
But think about
right.
Alley Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, Alley. This Lorenzo talking.
Yeah.
This Lorenzo. I was going to say, I agree with everything you say on that, Alley, because, you know, you and I tried to work something out where we tried to bring both sides together. And like you say, we have people that come in and want to schedule races knowing that we're trying to put a race together, and then they want to pull their cars out not to come to the races. And like
God
I said
damn,
earlier in the show,
somebody said it's one promoter down there that stops all the cars from coming to Houston. It's one person. And they do it every time.
And that reverse back to what I was saying earlier. We get with these track owners and tell the track owners, hey, we got these holidays coming up. Some people love racing but can't travel. Let's make an agreement. We'll close this holiday. Y'all had a holiday. But in return, you have to close and give us a holiday and let the racers come here so people can see them. And that's where,
right.
I feel, you know, we can try to get it going. If we get it going like that, we'll get more action on. It'll be less crowds and less races split up.
Right.
Roy, your mic is open.
Yeah, I agree to that, you know, like Alicat and them were saying, you know, that like a holiday, just split it up, and then there won't be no conflict. Everybody get to see, you know, more races be at Houston one holiday, and the other one be at Dallas. I mean, that's the way to do that, if you want to do it fast.
I support
all the races myself. I mean, it don't matter. I mean, you know, if it's a race in Dallas or a Kremlin or whatever, you know, you're going to see my face if I, you know, everybody know I don't have a car right now, but I'm going to show my face, you know, I'm going to show my face to the whoever's
everybody
giving the race.
Racing, man.
Well, what we need to do over the, what we need to do over
let me finish something real quick. What I'm saying is this. I hear what Attica said because it came down that last and they supported the race that was going on, and a lot of them came. And he expects the return to come to Houston. And the deal used in the last couple of years has been They both been having races on the same weekend, you know, but Mac didn't have his race this weekend. So I thought there would have been more people deciding to come to Alicat's race in Houston. But with Mac not having his race, he still didn't have his race for some reason. And that's what it's concerning.
Didn't
is
it sound like she called me?
Why did they show up? So, I mean,
hey, gentlemen.
The radio station is going on, baby. The same. Nothing changed. Why? What is it?
Yeah.
Just tell me what it is.
Okay,
you wanted something.
Hold on, I'm talking right now. Worried about something that we ain't got no control of. He's track owner. The 75% of the local people that's going to go to those tracks on the holidays, they want them.
I'm not talking, I'm listening to the radio station.
The
75%
of us that's
going to
travel, we don't want to miss a show at all. So we don't like for two shows to go on at a time. But these track owners going to do what they got to do to still try to make it. We can't worry about stuff that's out of our control like that. Those track owners going to still try to open and do stuff to keep their tracks going.
No. Not to cut you off, but let me say something. We're going to be losing people that's on the internet, man. We're tuning in. They're tuning in next week, but the ones who are on the phone, keep talking. We're still going, but the people that's on the internet, we're going to lose you in the next 40 seconds. Go ahead, Renna.
Okay. One thing I would say, this is Lorenzo speaking. Over this winter break, what we need to do.
Overall, reload them.
Hello?
Hold on, Lorenzo, hold on. Somebody's got a conversation going on that doesn't have to do with the radio.
Let me just
keep your mic on your phone if you're going to just listen. Okay, apparently they didn't hear me. Go ahead, Lorenzo. Now, go ahead.
Okay.
Lorenzo.
What I think we should do over this winter break, while all the racing stop, all the people that call themselves promoters are promoters. Get together. Pick you a holiday you want to have your race on. Everybody agree to that holiday you're going to have it on. That way we won't have no double schedule of somebody trying to have a race on the same day. If the tracks do something, let the track do it. But us being promoters or those that are being promoters can announce the day that they want to have some on, and the true racers go follow that promoter to the race that we're going to go to. That way we get all the cars at one location.
Well, we're going to definitely have to work on something to try to make it happen, man. I think it'll make more action. So we got to, like I said, we got to get together. If we, you know, we're coming up to the end of a year, and we're going to have some kind of conference call to ones who promote races and try to talk about the upcoming schedule. Thing about it, some of these races get put out kind of early right now, but it's hard to schedule races with not knowing what NHRA is going to do or what ADRL is going to do. So, well, you can get some of these dates. You kind of got to wait and see what they got in place. But, yeah, I agree that we're going to try to get together, try not to put races on top of each other. And we got to work on something. There's always a solution. We just got to find it and be willing to work together. So. Okay. Okay, anybody else got that one thing?
Yeah. See, man. Mic open.
Go ahead, Trina. You go.
Okay. I was listening to what Alicat was saying, and then I don't know who the guy he said who stopped the Dallas race from coming down here. But like he said, the Roy James got on the mic, and so Roy James said he would support the racing. Matter of fact, I don't want the three Dallas races with Roy James. And I'm pulling my car to three Dallas races. Since, I mean, I don't know who Alicat is talking about. You know what I'm saying? I got to do it more often to it. But then it seemed like if Dallas cars ain't coming down here, Dallas cars all over the face. They need to catch up before we go back down there. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, like I say, when I saw them down in Houston, Dallas, I thought it kind of worked out, but evidently it was lack of communication. Like what, maybe what Anakin said. Maybe some guys gave him his word, and I guess they didn't hold to it, so maybe that's what the deal is. He know better than me. I'm quite sure he talked to the people, and he probably know who it is. So I don't know. Maybe he got to keep working and keep talking to him. I don't know. Can't you tell us,
Tracy,
man? We just listen. You tell us. Go ahead.
Tracy, doesn't one of the problems seem to be, though, with the races that fall on holidays? You know, because holiday races are like a big thing wherever you all. I mean, like this past weekend, you know, you had the race in Kennedale, you had the race in Denton, you had a race in Houston. You know, they had the races, and you know, talking about a little further east, you had, you know, the Mississippi race, you had Macon, you know, everybody is going to try to have a race on the holiday or an event on the holiday. So doesn't it seem like it's the holiday events that cause most of the problems and not the events that fall, you know, just on just a regular weekend?
Well, that's the problem, but when you communicate, it sounds like to me, from what I can see, they went down there to a race. Correct me if I'm wrong, Anakin, this is just where it sounds to me. It sounds like some guys told them that they was going to come to his race on Labor Day and nobody showed up. So, Anakin, come in here, and when you think that was a problem, you come in here, and it seems like to me that's probably what it was called. Man didn't have his race. So, they should have made Anakin's race get a little more down those cars because he wasn't competing against Mac having that race, but guys chose to go to a track, was putting on an event, and went to that track race and said the other promoter, Anakin, address that issue, Anakin. You know more about the details of it. That's just kind of the way I think I saw it. Anakin must be on mute.
You know, even when your phone is on mute, you can still hear. Alley Cat.
Maybe he's on the line or something. Okay, I don't know what the issue is, man. Maybe it'll come back in, but what the problem is, like the rest of us say, we just kind of got to get together and try to do a better job of it. And, you know, we got some kind of, I'm going to say it again, no track to stop doing what they're going to do. Each and every track going to open on that day because that's how they try to make money. I think the guys that promote these races, you know, are looking for a commission from the guys who say that they're going to come to their race. They're actually looking for those guys to kind of stick to their word and come to the race. So, I mean, it's not so much the track because they're going to open regardless. If you do a race at that track or not, I believe that track's still going to open these doors. But that you may not pull all the races you like. But like you say, I'm not. He's been happy if he had 4 or 5 cars coming at that from the Dallas area. He probably would have been happy. But I don't know if it was none of that around town or not from the Dallas area. I don't know. I didn't see none offhand. But sounds like to me that's what the issue was. I don't know. Can't answer that. That's just something we got to work on, man. We just got to keep trying to find a better way to make it happen. But I don't know. We just got to work on it.
Jackie, your mic is back open.
Hey, Tracy, I got something to say about it, and it, you know, it may not make some people happy, but it's just my opinion on the deal.
I knew that was me.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I
hear you. Yeah, we hear you. That's
okay.
Alley Cat making noise in the background.
Okay.
Go ahead,
Jack. Now, listen, man, I try to go to every race, every event that I can because I got customers there. And I know I come to you at different races around the state, and we try to support everybody, you know. But I just wish the promoters would sometime just think about putting some big races close together. These guys are just some of them are just running their cars to death, you know, trying to be at this race and test and be at that race and back and forth. I'm at the track every time the track's open. Here locally, working on different cars, and you know it's hard. I understand that's what I do for a living. I'm not complaining by no means, but it's definitely just hard to keep up, even as a racer. With you know we got a track in Houston this week, then here, then next Mississippi, and all that. So a lot of my guys have to pick and choose which race to go to, and we always go to Houston. I think the last race we went to in Houston, we took 9 cars with. You know, we parked right there in front. You gave me a flyer for your race. We only had 3 cars show up at the race that rained out, but we was at least there before it rained out. We had more coming.
Mm-hmm.
We support Kennedale. We was at Denton the other night, Saturday night, and we was at Kennedale Sunday. Like I said, we're going to the Mississippi race. We'll be back down here. We're going to try to go to some Houston races again, and then the next big out-of-town race. So it's hard for a lot of my guys that I guess I can speak for just to be at a different event, at a different track every weekend of the month. You know, these guys need some downtime for their cars and they need some family time as well. So I just think that
promoters would just kind of have the big races not be on top of one another, but then, you know, have a little break. Have a little break for everybody to kind of regroup so we can get some good quality cars out there against each other. And instead of, you know, and instead of just kind of get everybody in the gate every weekend. And that's just my opinion.
This is Lorenzo chiming in again. This is just opinion for me also. How about we get together, you know, I'm not calling myself a promoter. I just enjoy racing and I do what I can to support it. But we get together, and each person calls themselves a promoter, they pick a month next year. And you just have one race per month at whichever track, and that's the track you go to. And the rest of the month, you know, you just do your in-town racing or whatever. That way we have to worry about schedules on top of each other. We got to worry about scheduling running to two or three tracks in 1 month.
Well, that's all good and fine. You can get everybody sick to that, but what's going to happen then is somebody's going to hop up at a track and turn around and put some money, you know, put some money up for this person to grudge race, this person or this person to show up, and they're going to pay their way, and then that's going to start messing with the field again, and that seems like that's what always happens. You know, somebody gets in the middle of that you know, kind of throws a monkey wrench in it. And then, you know, your local people that if there wasn't nothing going on here would drive to Houston or would drive to Louisiana. But why drive 4 hours to watch a race when they can drive 15 minutes down the street and watch it? And that's the way the people with the families and the kids and the dogs that come to the races to watch the races, that's the way they look at it. Which...
I mean, that falls back on the races themselves. I mean, you got to stick together as a group and say, hey, we already designated this month, we're going to Houston. And whatever date they set it for, that's when the group get together, go to Houston. Okay, Houston does the same thing. Dallas set a race for this day. We're not doing nothing, no matter what they do. We heading to Dallas. Okay. That way, you know, we can do the back and forth racing with both sides, and we have a quality amount of cars. That way people have downtime with their family throughout the month, just had a one day a month where they can go out and race. Or if you just want to race in other times during the month in your time, you can. But that way, you know, it'll kind of split up the big event. Instead of having, you know, a big event here and a big event there, you don't have it in the cars, but you have the crowds.
Well, yeah, I agree with you. I understand what you're saying. But from a business perspective, from the track, I'm not taking up for them, but I'm taking that from a business perspective from the track, they're not going to want to give up their moneymaker and just do it, you know, once every 4 months. You know, they're still going to want something going on, you know, every weekend or every other weekend. Now, I'm not taking up for them. I'm just looking at this from all angles, okay? You know, I'm speaking as a racer. I wish you would slow down a little bit sometimes. Sometimes, you know, hey, we can't get enough races in on a weekend. You know, I'm ready to go, but... You know, that's just my opinion on it. It ain't worth nothing. That's just what I think. That's not saying that's what anybody needs to do. I'm just voicing my opinion. Like Tracy said, that's what this show's about. So, you know, whatever it's worth, that's what I think.
Yeah, no, I guess we just wanted to get together and continue to talk. You know, year after year for the last 2-3 years, I know me and Anticat and Roy and Barbara and Mac, you know, we kind of talked about a few things and it kind of, you know, sounded good, but we didn't all continue to do it, and then it kind of got back out of hand because now other people jump in and throw races, and sometimes you don't have an idea that they could have put on a race, so they wasn't in the puzzle, so now it made we races going on the same weekend. So one of the things I guess you're going to try to
get is
everybody
back
and
who actually is throwing a race
and say, hey, this person is through a race, and it's the names of people that's doing a race and trying to get with that core of people who be promoting races and trying to find out. But
why not?
Because like Jackie's saying, the track's going to have some regard to whether or not. So
then
we just kind of got to find out which races we're going to try to support and make bigger races. So it's something we're going to have to communicate with each other about. How to fix it, we're going to all get together and come up with some kind of solution. That's the only answer I see. And people got to try to own it, but... two races the same weekend in one city, and well, especially on holidays, man. You know, maybe I did just suggest it. Maybe one Labor Day big race might be in Houston, and one Martin big race might be in Dallas. I mean, I don't know. So, you know, both of them have to. The track's going to have this. Each track going to have one. So, I ain't going to solve that problem. I don't know. So, it's something that we got to work on. Somebody got to
a lot of noise right now. Somebody needs to mute their mic. A lot of noise.
I think that I think that's Alley Cat. Alley Cat, you're kind of noisy. Trey, do we got another hand up?
Okay, go ahead.
214-8025, your mic is open. 214-8025, your mic is open.
Who is that?
214-8025, your hand is up and your mic is open. Okay, Tracy, they're not saying anything. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, so we, like I said, it's something we're going to talk about. We're winding down, you know, getting close to 3 months left, I guess, before the end of the year, I guess. So we're going to have to come up with something at the end of the year. In the meantime, we're just going to try to, you know, support the racing we can, man. It's been a tough year. It's been more races, so we got work to do, and we just all got to do our part and try to support races here. And also, like I mentioned earlier, me and Annie Cat been talking. I talked to a few guys in Dallas with Jackie and Galen and Peanut. You know, we're working on trying to do something in November where we leave is a group of Texas going to the East Coast. So hopefully we can put it out. So far, everybody's telling that they like to do it. So maybe that'll help. Maybe that'll give us some time to where we decide which races that we're going to do per month here in the Texas area so we cannot make them so close because some of these races, like, 1 week apart, you know. So what's a good thing is once a month, you know, one a month to me seems like a pretty good deal, but sometimes it's real, real hard when you got people throw multiple races. Sometimes, you know, you got other people that really hadn't been in what we've been doing the last 3 or 4 years is trying to put these races on, and they popping up putting races, so it'd be hard to we got to watch those races, so we just kind of got to stick together, man, and we all got to get together by the end of the year when things start shutting down and talk about it. So it's always going to be open for the discussion. We always got to continue to try to work forward.
Hey, you want me to get out of here, man?
Who was that? Okay. Well, if anybody else got anything to say, if not, we're going to get out of here. If anybody got anything else to say, man, you can go ahead on and you can speak if you got something to say.
Everybody's mic is open except Alley Cat. I closed his mic because he had the noise. But Lorenzo, Turbo Chris, Dexter, Big Clark, AD, Roy, Jackie, your mics are all open.
Well, for everybody making a trip to Mississippi, I want everybody to have a safe trip. If you're staying here racing in the DFW, everybody, you know, have a good time, have a safe trip. Check us out on the internet, see what we're doing down there. But we're going to represent DFW, see if we can at least hold our part up for the travelers group. So we'll be back next week, do some more grudges. Next Tuesday, we'll be back to talk about it.
Okay,
For all you guys that's over in Texas or wherever you're coming from to come to Mississippi, we like to shoot a lot of shit and have a little fun. But if there's anything we can do for y'all to make y'all travels any easier and make y'all time and y'all stay here any better, man, don't hesitate to ask. We'll do anything we can do to help y'all trip, you know, to make it a fun trip.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to coming.
Yeah, Sylvester said a lot then. You know, he kind of took the words out of my mouth. But, yeah, anything we can do, just let us know. We're looking for the travel from Texas, Houston, to Georgia, anywhere. We want to kind of accommodate everybody in their shows, and we'd like the same, you know, thing down here, you know. So anything we can help, just let us know.
But we got our mind made up. We're going to let all y'all, whether you're from Georgia, South Carolina, Texas, or wherever, know that Mississippi ain't at the bottom of the totem pole no more.
Yeah. This quick racing too, you know, man. Sylvester, we always be battling out. Now we Texas guys, and he really on the Mississippi end, but he say the Texas tracks are short, so we trying to prove him wrong, man. But you know, it kind of hurt us there. We start thinking the same thing. So y'all come on down and show him that the track is not short in Texas too, you know.
Yeah, we come down there and crack that ass a little bit, and he feel like something wrong with his car, right?
Now, I wish I could have found a beer. Totally drunk. I have my beer. When I get to the finish line, I open it for him and wait for him.
All right, man. Hey, man, what's been another good show, man? We appreciate y'all chiming in. Man, Clark got a show on Thursday. We'll be posting it on the internet, man. And I encourage guys to go out and tune in each other's show to help promote it, talk about see what's going on, probably bring some action. Hey, man, if anybody ain't got nothing else to say, we're going to see y'all next Tuesday, same time, same place. From Grudge, Matt is sponsored by Grudge.us. Till next time, y'all have a good night.
Hey, Dexter.
Yeah, hold on, let me just get close to the mic. Hold on.
We forgot to take.